Blog Talk Radio.
Bobby Cole presents It's Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, April 27th through 29th. What can happen will happen in Steele, Alabama. Come see some of the fastest street cars in the world. On Thursday, gates open at 12 noon. Open testing, $250 a car. Track go hot at 5. On Friday, gates open at 11 a.m. Admission, $25. And then on Saturday, gates open at 10 a.m. And it's all-day grudge racing. Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, Steele Station Road in Steele, Alabama. The track is going to be hot all weekend, April 27th through 29th. Big payouts in several categories, including all steel, all glass shootout. $5,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 250 entry. The diaper game. $3,000 pot. 8-car minimum. 3 entry. The big one. The 5-inch or below shootout. $10,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 1,000 entry. And a $1,000 bikini contest. Call Bobby Cole. 901-299-9504.
All right, guys. We're going to do something a little bit different today. Big Ernie's not going to be on today. I'll talk to you a little bit about that later. Also, Bobby Cole will be on a little bit later. We'll talk about the Alabama Madness a little bit later. We're going to do something a little bit different. Brother D, I hope you're in a good spot today, because if you don't have nobody on here but you, you got a lot of work to do today. I need you to just follow my guide. I don't want you to freeload no else. Just follow my guide, because, you know, I already got in my head what I want to do and what I don't want to do. So just follow my guide. For all you know, the people on there, call the people that didn't get the word that Big Ernie won't be on today. So, you know, some of y'all wait to the last minute because you don't want to listen to the tech talk. All right, we ain't going to have no tech talk today, but we might have something else. But I'm telling you, don't call me, even my buddies, later on in the show and say, dog, can you get me on? Nope, not getting you on. Nope, because if that means you ain't supporting me, you're trying to get a VIP ticket. I ain't getting no VIP tickets today. Somebody need to get Jamie on here to make sure Bobby Cole is on here. And anybody else that want to put out any news or anything, this is a free show where you can do what you want to do within reason. And you don't, it don't charge you a thing. But Brother D, if you're around, I hope you're in a good spot, because when I come to you, I'm going to need you to take care of a lot of stuff today. Well, ain't no lot of stuff, but we got something to talk about. I don't know where we're going with this show today. We got so much thing to talk about, and the kids went out in the Dollar and this weekend just act of food down there. And that little Jerriana girl, boy, I swear that little girl, they're gonna be rough. You gotta get her a car to put in.
And I'll say right now that I
I'm too close. If you don't know what that means, for all y'all old jokers out there like me, that means you better get right with the man upstairs, because you got less days behind you than you did in front of you. So you better get right. So I said, Brother D, Brother Howson coming in to help you out. So I got some work for y'all to do today, but I need y'all to do it in the order I want you to do it for before y'all ad-lib on me. I don't want y'all to ad-lib on me. I just want y'all to kind of help me out and do what I ask you to do today until I get my stuff together, because my mind is all over the place and I don't know where I'm going with it because I got so much stuff to do. But I'm going to open y'all up, but I just need y'all to follow me. Brother Tim House, you out there. Brother D, you out there. Both of y'all out there, my brothers.
Yeah,
Brother D.
Yeah, we here. I'm here.
All right. We usually just have the appetizer, you know. We usually have Big Ernie. We had a prayer for Big Ernie show, and then we had the appetizer. But right now, Big Ernie is taking a much-needed break. He's taking a much-needed break. And all I need is Brother D or Tim House, either one of y'all. I just need y'all to just do a prayer for Big Ernie to make sure he gets his health back and he gets well and everything, because he needs to take the break that he's taking today. He's taking the break today. So just do me a prayer for Big Ernie right now. That's all I want is a prayer for Big Ernie. I don't care which one of y'all do it. So you got the flow, whichever one of y'all got it.
Amen. As always, I work my brother so much. We want to ask each and every last one of you all to bow your head, give God your heart, give God your ear. And as always, I ask you to pray along with us as we pray. Father God, we come to you. Come to the throne of grace, Lord, this evening just to say thank you, Father. Father, we want to thank you for allowing us to come together once more and again as a race and family. We want to thank you for allowing us to be able to tell each other how we truly love one another, even show each other love. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Now, Father, we have one of our special friends we want to bring to the throne tonight. We call him Big Man. Some call him Brother Ernie. Father, we know his body is getting a little old. He's getting a little fever. But we know his body is getting a little sick. But yet we know a man by the name of Jesus the Christ. And we just put him in your care today. We ask that you continue to look over him, Lord. Continue to touch his body. Heal him where he's sick. Build him up where he's torn down. Bless him in a way that only you can, Lord. Touch him. Not only him, Father, but touch his wife, touch his business. Just shower with him. You said in your word, Father, I'll open up the floodgates of heaven, and you will pour out blessing, and we won't have room enough to receive. We ask you to pour out blessing up on Big Ernest today. Let him know that today is an off day. There is a much-needed rest for him. And we pray, Father, that he would get somewhere and sit out and allow his body to absorb the rest that he's been given today. Lord, we love you. And we place no one above you. We ask that you bless him in a mighty way. Guide him, hold him, keep him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother. All right.
Okay. Amen. Okay, Brother D, I appreciate that. And I, like I said, I just need y'all to follow me today. Y'all can give me your words of wisdom once I get my stuff out. And I want you today to try to be as quiet as you can, because
okay, you get right there on the chair.
Right there, yeah. See what I'm talking about? See that? See what I'm talking about? See what I'm saying? See what I'm talking about? We are a race of people, and I hate to do this. Black folks just can't get stuff right. Anyway, Brother House, you still with us? Brother Tim, you still with us? Brother Tim, you still with us?
Yeah, sir. I was on mute.
Are you still with us?
Yeah. I was trying to get to you.
I got you now. All right. If I call you three times, I don't know why I took your phone so long to come off mute. See, y'all have already messed up my flow already. You messed up my flow. Brother D got them knuckleheads on the other line that bust them out. But I saw he got them knuckleheads on the other line that just can't follow protocol. So now also we got one more thing to need to do. And we got the noise that we don't need. We got the noise in the background that we don't need. They were two mics over, Brother D and Brother House. And only two mics over. So if we got noise, it's coming from one or two of y'all. Guys, please today, just humor me today and not to have that noise back there. Please. Also, Brother D or Brother House, I don't care which one it is, pray for the racing community, for the back and forth travel we do up and down these roads and our pray, give us a prayer for just that. I just want a prayer just for the races and the people that are traveling back and forth to these races. Give me another prayer for that, please. Just that prayer. That's all I want, please. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord, thanking you for being our God and thanking you for allowing us to be your people. Father God, you told us in your word that we could come boldly to the throne of grace. So, Lord, we just come boldly asking you, Lord, to intervene. We just ask that you allow your angels to be encamped around all of the races that are traveling up and down the dangerous highways and byways, Lord. Lord, we know that it may not be them that is not driving correctly, but maybe someone else. So, Father, we know that you know the future even before it even gets here. So we just ask that, Lord, that you would just bless those people with traveling mercy. Touch them with the fingertip of love. Continue to crown them, Lord. And we just ask that you would just let your angels just totally be encamped around and protect them from any seen and unseen dangers. And we'll be careful to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Brother Dog.
I appreciate that, Brother Tim. I appreciate that. Also, I got two more things before I let the prayer warriors say what they're going to say for their appetizer today. As we know, if you didn't know, Lizzie Music, I know all of us might know, and all, especially the men, because, you know, she's not hard on the eyes. She's a good-looking woman, and she's not hard on the eyes. But it was announced that she has stage 4 cancer. She has stage 4 cancer. If anybody know anything about cancer, they know that's pretty bad. My thing I want to say is we as a race, a whole black, white, green, yellow, we don't seem to worry about our own people, our next door neighbor, our buddies, our brothers, our sisters. We don't seem to worry about them. But if somebody that's a celebrity that you just know from TV or whatever, you seem to have more compassion, more feelings for those people than you do your people that you know. That ain't my problem. I'm just saying we need to do better as a whole. Now, Brother D and Brother House, I want y'all to do a special prayer for a personal friend of mine, Lizzie Music. Lizzie Music. She has stage 4 cancer. We don't know whether she's going to be here today, gone tomorrow. We don't know. We don't even know about ourselves. So if y'all could do a special prayer for Lizzie Music and hope that that God takes care of her, whichever way he sees fit, for Lizzie Music, if you don't mind, guys. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, in this case, Brother Dog, if I may, what I would like to do is that I will whisper a little word of prayer, and as soon as I stop, I would like for Brother Tim to whisper a word of prayer as well. It's a hard one. It's a hard one. But yet, our concern right now shouldn't be about her breast cancer.
Brother D, I just want you to give me a prayer now. You got your time later. This is my time. Give me my prayer now.
Right,
we can go.
Okay.
I'm a lead into that. Thank you, my brother. Just give me my prayer for that.
All right, brother. Okay. All right.
Thank you,
brother
Tim.
Brother Tim, just come right behind me, if you will. You can go first, and I'll come behind you.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we interceding for our sister. We just ask that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that there's no sickness that you can't handle. There's nothing under the sun that catches you by surprise. Father God, we know that you work miracles, and you still been making miracles from the beginning of time, Lord. So right now, Lord, we're coming boldly to the throne of grace, asking you to intercede, Lord. We don't tell you what to do, but we're asking you, Lord, to intercede. Bless her and keep her and strengthen her and let her know that you said in your word that you will never leave nor forsake her. And, Lord, we are interceding with powerful prayer, asking you to heal her body, whatever you choose to do, Lord, or whatever is in your word, in your will. We just ask that you would just continue to do it. Let us all know that you are God and God all by yourself. So we say thank you, Lord, for even the time that she didn't give her encouragement and bless her, Lord, her family and all them. Let them have faith that they know that you can move the mountain, that there's nothing too hard for you because your word said that. And we just say thank you right now because we count it done. in Jesus' name, that there's power in Jesus' name, healing in Jesus' name, victory in Jesus' name. All that you need is wrapped up in the name of Jesus. You just have to believe. You have to trust and lean on him in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Brother D.
Amen. Father God, we come again just to say thank you, Lord. So we thank you for the time that you have given us with our sister. And we've been told, Father, that stage 4 cancer is what she has. But yet we know you as a burden bearer. We know you as a mind regulator. We know you as a heart fixer. Father, we ask that you touch right now. Touch in a way that only you can, Lord. Let us know, Father, that even though it may seem like something that we just don't want to fan our mind around, but that you still God. Let us know, Lord, that there's still time for her to come in and say yes to your word right now. Let her know that she need a relationship with you, Lord. Let her know, Father, all she got to do is go down on her knees and say, Lord, I give it to you. I'm in your hands. We know you can, Father. We've seen you give sight to the blind. Father, we saw you raise the dead. We know that you're able. We ask that you touch her body right now. Bless her right now. Not only her, Father, bless her family. Let them know that you're God and that you're God alone. Father, we love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you. We turn it over to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother D. Now, the reason I want to stop Brother D is because, like I said, I had something in my mind of where I wanted to go. And I think Brother D was finna do the same thing. I'm finna ask him if he can do it now. If Brother D, I was going to ask the question because I done heard people with stage 4 cancer survive, and I heard people with just regular cancer didn't survive. And you can take it from there, and you and Tim can do the appetizer or whatever y'all want to do after you. Why is it sometimes the cancer, some people take it and some people don't make it? Why is that? You can speak on that, and you can take it from there. Y'all can leave that on into the appetizer, Brother D. Thank y'all for the prayers, man. Thank you. God bless y'all.
Amen, amen. Well, Brother Dog, some people, you know, my mother-in-law was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she told me, she said,
before you get into it, Brother D, before you get into it, I see a hand raised. Let me see what they want to do, because like I said, once I turn it over to y'all can go into your appetite. Let me see what they want. 662-424. No, that was somebody. Go ahead, Brother D. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the interruption. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
No, like I was saying, my mother-in-law told me, she said, boy, I'm not going to the hospital for an operation. She said, I'm going to the hospital to get well. And I said that to lead to this. You always hear say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. The mindset of a person that's sick, believe it or not, can be a determining factor in whether they live or die. Because you can fight, and you got the Lord on your side, then you can't lose. But you can give up, and that's what Satan wants you to do. Satan wants you to look at this as a death sentence. He wants you to look at it and say, there's nothing can be done for you now. There's no help for you. There's no hope for you. And then it starts playing on your mind. And you will actually give in to it. And that's the worst thing in the world to do, is to give in to a sickness. And that's why some people that I see, that some people live. I know a young man was diagnosed with cancer. The doctor told me he had 6 months to live. And 16, 18 years later, he was still driving his race car. They came to him and told him, they said, you got to get out the car. They said, the car going so fast, it's splitting your sternum. He put a different motor in and started going faster. So you see, he lived some 16, 18 years after the doctor gave him 6 months. And he never gave up. You know. Come on, Brett. Come on, Brett.
Well, Brother D, I just wanted to agree with you that on so many things that you said, you know, that it's your mindset if you want to fight or not. It's your mindset if you have faith that God can heal you. Because he, like when we say sometimes, Brother D, we can pray for you all that we want and just, I mean, but God want to hear from you. He wants you to pray and ask him too. And there's no sickness. All sickness is not unto death. And God knows how to handle things. And there's no disease or nothing, no condition that he can't handle. And you have to believe that and trust it. And I know, just like you, Brother D, there was a man and his wife that lived across the street from me. And they said that he had some kind of cancer and that he only had a few months to live. He outlived his wife. Man lived almost probably about 3 years after that. I mean, it just was just what it is. So what I'm trying to tell my brothers and sisters, God wants to hear from you. He wants you to pray. He wants you to have faith in him. And then guess what he said? We have heard Brother Dog play songs say, Lord, you ain't got to move the mountain. Just give me the strength to climb. You don't have to always take the sickness away. Just, Lord, give me the strength to live and to praise you and thank you in front of everyone to let them know that God has been so good to me that I can't even complain. Even though I may have a little pain here and there, I can't even complain. Because one of these old days now, when I close my eyes, he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. He wants to take an opportunity, just like in Lizzie's situation, and if she praise him and thank him, and we all pray for her. And God may come in and say, let me clean it up for her. And he'll clean it up, and then as long as you give him the praise and the honor and the glory to him, that's what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. That's what it's all about. And God wants to pray. And he loves to get excited when you trust in him. He said, my servants are calling on me. Let me go and answer. And that's what he does. And so I just know that I've seen God do some miraculous things. They said, is God still in the miracle working business? Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I just wanted to tell everybody, let's pray for her. Lift her up. Mm-hmm. Be honest when you go to God. You ain't got to have fancy words. Just go to God and say, Lord, we know that Lizzie is sick, and we just ask that you would heal her body. Or whatever your will is, Lord, we'll accept it. But right now, we just asking you. We're interceding for our sister, and that's what it's all about. That's it. Back to you, Brother.
Amen. 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 Now, Bradell says, for us to elaborate on that, and then he wanted us to lead into our little appetizer for that. You know, we try to give you all a little word from the Lord on Monday to intrigue your mind and make you want to come in and fellowship with us on a Tuesday. And I'm going to start off with something that I was privileged enough to receive a phone. My old phone was messing up. And I've been wanting, you know, I tell you all, I'm dumbfounded when it comes to these phones. I try to be a pretty decent guy when it comes to being smart, but some things I'm dumb about, these phones is one of them. But the Lord blessed me. And I looked up here a few days ago, and someone that's on my land, I guess, had downloaded the Bible. So now I get a chance to ride around during the morning and just let the word of God play in my ear all day. Ain't that good? Oh, yes, some kind of good. You should be shouting right now. You should be right now.
Yes, sir.
You should be telling God, thank you, right now. See, some of us.
Faith comes by hearing, Brother D.
Hear it. Hearing
the word of God.
Tell him, brother.
Yes, sir.
So I get a chance to put my headset on, and I ain't got to try to look off and read a word or two and come back. And read it, I can just listen all day. I tell God, thank you. Listen, sister, brother, let me give you a little something here. The book of John, the fourth chapter of John. It's funny how things can tie in. Look what Jesus said. This is what the Lord says, fourth chapter. We're gonna start the ninth verse real quick. I'm going to get out the way here. It says, then says the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou had knowest the gift of God, ooh, I hope y'all heard that. If thou had knew it, the gift of God, and who it is that says to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given them living water.
Living water.
The woman says unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw, and the well is deep, from which then hast thou this living water. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which giveth us as well to drink thereof, himself and his children and his cattle. Look what Jesus
yes,
said.
Sir.
Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Jesus
yes, sir,
answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall
mm-hmm.
thirst again. See, that's purified water you go get at the store. It's all
mm-hmm.
bottled
mm-hmm.
nice and neat for us. We're
mm-hmm.
so convenient
mm-hmm.
for us. But after
yes,
you drink
sir.
That bottle, sister and brother, shortly after that you want another and another. But look what Jesus said. Jesus said,
Jesus.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him as a well of water,
mm-hmm.
bringing up into
water.
Everlasting life.
Life. Yes, sir.
Now, when you all get a chance, go back and look at John 10:4. Jesus said, I want to give you. See, this is what Jesus want to get. This is what we just said a few minutes ago, sister and brother. See, I don't know what condition my sister faith is in right now, but I
mm-hmm,
do know
mm-hmm.
one thing. She can look up to the hill from which cometh
yes.
the Lord. She can tell yes. the Lord right there. All she got to do is, Father, give me that living water.
That living
water. I don't want to thirst no more. I want the living water. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you had known, see, if you know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, oh, you won't thirst
mm-hmm,
no more.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, come on, brother. Come on, brother. Come on.
Brother, when you drink that living water, it'll
yes,
make the doctors give the right diagnosis. That living
yes,
water
yes,
gives the nurses
yes,
to administer the right dose. Man, that living water. He said, now that you got the right idea, come on there. I'm the living water. I'm the one that gives
yes,
life,
yes,
everlasting. All you got to do is trust in me. All you got to do is lean and trust on me. I love that, Brother D. You're talking good today, son. That dog on living water, boy.
He is the living water.
He is
yes,
the
yes,
living
yes,
bread.
Yes,
he is life.
Yes,
man,
yes,
when
yes,
you say, hey, those that don't have no faith and no don't believe, they don't have the living hope that you have. That's why I have a blessed assurance that I know that I know that I know. Can't nobody tell me. He said, Tim, I got a place prepared for you, not made by
yes,
hands.
Sir.
It's not made by hands, but I'm the one
yes,
protecting
sir.
It. I'm waiting to give it to you. That's when I work, and that's why I strive hard. Lizzie needs to have a drink of that living water. No matter about this old fleshly body we may have, it may decay and start leaning to one side. But I know one thing. But if you drink
one
that
day,
living water, it'll bring you up out of life's basement,
yes,
brother, and put you on the
it?
First
what
floor of God's
what
love.
Do
yes, sir.
Yes, he will.
I know it will.
Yes, he will.
I know it
he'll
will.
Do it for you.
All you got to
he'll
do
is
trust
for
in
you.
Him.
He'll do it for
I
you.
I know, Brother D, personally.
What we want you all to see is that not only will he do it, he wants to do it. I want to tell you all a quick story real quick.
Yes,
I'm going to get out
yes,
the way.
Sir.
That was a young lady that was laying up in the bed. She says her body was rickin' and stricken with pain. She thought she was gone. The doctors
mm-hmm.
had gave her up. But
mm-hmm.
that night, she said she turned her face to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
and when she turned her face to the wall, she called on a man. And that morning when they came in, they was expecting her to be one way, but she was sitting up, praising God. And they asked her, what else? She said, someone got in bed with me last night. Oh, he touched my body. Oh, I'm trying to tell you about that living water. Jesus was
living water.
If you just hold on just a little while longer. Give yourself to God. This is all you got to do, sisters and brothers. Is just give yourself to God. The young lady said, somebody touched your body. She said, well, nobody but Jesus. I felt it when he got in bed with me last night. Jesus wants to get in bed with you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to talk. He wants to tell you in the name of Jesus. He wants to love on you. He wants to love on you. All you got to do is give in. Just give in to him. Let the Lord know. I've tried everything I can do my way. It just don't work. I want to try it your way now, Lord. I want to come in out the cold and have a relationship with you. I want to get to know you myself and the pardon of my sin. Thank you, Jesus.
Brother D, I want you to expound on this real quickly before we get out of here. Brother D, the woman's body was shutting down. The body was out of control. And she said, if my body. I got this issue of blood. I can't stop it. There's life in the blood, D. She just keeps bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. She can't stop. The doctors gave up on. She hasn't spent all her money. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. That's what I'm talking about, Brother D. Lindsay has to do it. Her family has to do it. We have to do it together. We all need to come together and pray for her. He said, Brother D, if you're sick, he said, call on the elders and allow them to touch your body and pray for you. The anointing is there. But we got to follow the rules and regulations that God has set forth in his word. If I tell you, Brother D, bring me some tomato soup, Brother D, and you put vegetable and the celery and carrot in, it's no longer vegetable soup. Tomato soup is vegetable soup. So what I'm asking you, but follow the rules and regulations. Electrician is going to tell you, you must follow the rules and regulations. If not, this electricity will kill you. Do you understand me? Follow the rules and regulations, Brother D. That's what it's telling us. That's why I'm saying even the woman with the issue of blood, no doctor, no person could heal her. But she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'll be made whole. And she pushed her way through the crowd, Brother D. That means I pushed through the doctors. I pushed through all the medicine. I pushed through all the negativity. I pushed through all that, and I touched the hem of his garment. I know that I know that there's no disease more powerful than you, Lord. I know that you're nothing catching you by surprise, Lord. And I'm trusting and I'm leaning on you, and I'm believing in my prayers that you hear me. And I just say, want to thank you in advance, Lord, because I know that I know that I know you can heal me. That's what the Hebrew boys told him. He said, I'm not going to bow down. But I know one thing. I know that he's able to do it. When everything else fails, I know he's able. I know that he's able. Yes, Lord, I want to thank you.
Amen.
Sisters
and brothers, it'd be hard for us. We try to be obedient to the word. But I can promise you, when you get wrapped up and tied in God's word, you tied up, you tangled up, sometimes it can be hard to see. But I want to invite you all to come in tomorrow with us. We understand that we're going to have a short while here today. I want to invite you all to come and fellowship with us tomorrow evening at the same appointed time, 5 o'clock Central Time. And I can promise you this. I don't like making promises because you can't keep them. But see, this is what I can keep. I can promise you, if it be thy will, if it be God's will, at the same appointed time, we will be here to give you a word of wisdom, a word from the Lord. And you know I say all the time, if you come out the 66, it must be great. Amen? Amen. Brother, amen.
Through the years, I keep on joining.
Come on, Tim. Talk to me, Tim House.
Through the storm and rain.
And rain. Oh, Lizzie got some storms in our life right now.
I'm patiently waiting and watching.
And watching. Oh, yes, Lord. Hey.
For the Savior.
The Savior.
You see what you're waiting on, bro? Yeah, waiting on the Savior.
Come again.
Yes, come again.
God Hollywood love.
Fill me
with your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Until the Savior.
Yes, sir.
I'm waiting on Jesus to come again.
Brother House, some people might misunderstand that song. That don't mean that you are gone. That says when the gates swing open. That don't mean you're gone.
That's
says when they swing open. Is that right?
You 100% right, dog. Yes, sir.
Okay.
100%
yes,
right.
That's when. Not that the gates are closed. It's just when they close.
Friends talk about me.
They talking about me. Yes, sir.
And my enemies misuse me.
Yes, Lord.
I keep marching on.
Keep on marching on.
Until
yes,
you come
sir.
And carry me home.
Like I said, guys, there's certain things we got to do, even though it might not be under the proper settings that we wanted it to be. But it is. There's certain things I go through in my life that I have to get off my chest, and this is one of them. When I'm feeling some kind of way, I know y'all waiting on the race reports and all that. But there's some things that takes precedence over racing, and I got Trigger Man is on standby along with Bobby Cole and them. And they will be on shortly, guys, but we have to get this on out the way first. I close Brother Tim and Brother D's Michael. They did an outstanding job, and I appreciate them for the prayers and to do the way I want to do it, because I have to get my mind from unclouded because I have so much thing to do. But we talking about death again, and I always like to talk to a guy by the name of Brother Eric. It's Reverend Bryant out of Texas, and because he always will speak so eloquent about death because it's going to happen. We think it's a bad thing, but I'm gonna let him explain to you what he mean about it, and I'm gonna let him open the mic. And I'm gonna open his mic because if I open them other guys' mic open, they'll be on here 45 minutes. Brother Eric might not be on here for 25 minutes because you know he's long winded too. But Reverend Bryan, can you talk to us about this death angel that hovers over everybody that's gonna get us one day, gonna get all of us? Could you talk about that right quick, brother?
I want to say this one thing, man, because we look at it and we call it death, right? And as a believer in God, we believe it's a transition. We believe that God has everyone's expiration date. You know, we believe right today that God knows, brother, I know you're up in age now, God knows that end date, and he knows it. And if you be truthful with yourself, you have a change that came about you. As I've been here about a little 6 years, I hear the change. And God don't do that unless he starts getting you ready for something. And I'm going to tell you something. took me to understand death real better when my mother and my father passed. I understand that I had closure there, but my family didn't have closure. It was a few of them really, really were mad at me, brother, with a dog. And they said, why you didn't cry? And I told them, because I know where they resting at right now. And I know if I stay where I'm doing, I'm going to get to see them again. And I figured out then, ever since God put peace in my heart, death is not bad. Only time death is bad, if I could use that word, is when you don't know God. If you denounce and say you don't believe in him, you're not following him. Now watch this, brother Willie Dog. It don't exempt us from not making a mistake. It doesn't exempt us not. Hey, brother Willie Dog, God gave me something too. I was preaching one day and he stopped me in the middle of my sermon. He said, well, what about the thief, Eric? he said there was one on the right, Reverend, and there was one on the left, Reverend. That's how it played out to me. And one was telling the other one, he said, and told Jesus, if you be the Son of God, come down and save us and you too. That's what he said to him. And the other one did. No, he told him, brother, with a dog. He said, hold up now, if you allow me paraphrase a little bit. He said, hold up, man. He said, we deserve. I was
yes,
on the team.
Yes.
We deserve.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everything we've done, if I could just do a little thinking right here, let me do this, Brother T. It might not be written in words, but let me just do my little thinking. A male factor is what they call them back then. And a male factor is a criminal, you know. And when he gets sentenced, he got sentenced to death, Brother Tim. And he did what he did. Jesus didn't do nothing. For this here. My man said, he said, I don't see no fault in him.
Nothing
he
to
said,
say.
Nothing in him. I don't see nothing in him. But he had to do something
it.
Because the people wanted him, and they didn't want Barabbas. So watch this, Brother D. He was on that cross, and that man told him, he said, we deserve all out, Brother D. And he looked
that's
at
what
Jesus
see.
And
that's
asked
what
Jesus
see.
To remember him. And mm-hmm. Jesus looked at him. Mm-hmm. I've been studying for a little while, Brother D. I'm not a scholar
by
now.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
I just
sir.
Read a little bit. And I never seen in the book
name
that he got baptized. Oh,
yes, sir. Yes,
I never
sir.
Seen in the book
yes,
that he had, Brother
yes,
Sam, that he was following the Lord. Because this brother was going to get killed for having sin in his
mm-hmm.
life. And look what he did. He
right.
looked at him because he had faith. And he believed that Jesus was the Messiah. And know what Jesus did?
Yes,
he said, nah, not tomorrow,
day.
Brother D. And then he said,
day.
A couple of hours from now. He said, today you will be in
yes,
my what, paradise.
In
so
paradise.
I'm saying this to say this. There's
going
to be a lot of people in heaven that we're expecting to be in hell. There's going to be a
mm-hmm.
lot of people mm-hmm. in hell we expect them to be in hell. That's why I quit all that judgment. I quit all that because God got the final judgment. Brother Dog asked somebody Hebrew one time, Brother Tim, and the Hebrew writer
yep.
said, he said, after death, it's
judgment.
It
comes
and
to judgment.
We're not going to be the ones judged. None of us going to judge. It's going to be who? If I had a little more time, I could read the scripture, y'all mind. But I just had a little time.
I open the other brothers, Michael, just to get you happy. Now, I'm finna close them back up so you can go and get that little time and get on out of here because you know you're under the wrong path. Come on, Will.
I'm going to go home, man. I'm going home, man.
Bring it on.
I got to go home because everybody know Joe. As I prefaced it, everybody heard of Joe. And Joe asked a question to us one day, Brother Dog. He asked
uh-huh.
a question. He said, I don't know how people live in. I don't know how many times they heard the word of God. Well, let me tell you something. I'm just going to put what I believe. This is what I believe.
Come on.
I believe death is not bad. I believe that we can have eternal life. What happened is some of us live a little closer, so we watch our walk. And some of us probably stumble and fall, bust our head, skin our knees up, and get
mm-hmm.
on trying to keep this race going. We shouldn't put them down. We should lift them up. But watch what my brother said to me one day. This is what he said to me, brother. He asked this question now, and I don't know if you read it lately, Brother Tim. Have you read it lately? But he asked the question by, should a man live again?
Yes, sir.
He said, should a man live again?
Live again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we living right now to that.
Right now. Exactly.
We living right
that's
now.
I'm finna close them back up.
Y'all told me you need a little time. I'm finna close them back up.
This is right here. I want to tell you, no one
but we dying to live
in the mirror. If no one can look in the mirror and say they haven't seen you. No one can look in the mirror and say they have never did no wrong. Matter of fact, just 30 seconds ago, we probably could say I did some really bad things. Now, why some of people so high-minded, Brother Willie, though, they say, I did pretty good today, Brother Tim. I said I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I paid a couple of bills for someone. But trust me, brother, sister, they ain't going to get you to heaven. Oh, help me on the spirit. It's a lot of people folks ain't going to get to heaven like that. You know, we're going to get you to heaven.
Yeah.
You got to believe in the death, in the burial, in the resurrection. And then change start happening once it come into your heart.
Yeah.
Leave you alone, man. Let me let
you know.
But change don't happen.
I'm closing them up because that it real. Is that it? Y'all.
I'm gonna cut it off.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you. Much love. And you can't do nothing about it.
Lord, I need.
Wheelchair moan, I call it. That's the wheelchair. You get the moan. That's the wheelchair moan. All right, guys, we want to appreciate Brother D, Brother Tim House, and Reverend Brad for coming on to present our spiritual part of the program, guys. And I really wanted to keep going because I was feeling it today, but I know we got a lot of things to cover. And right now, the next person coming on here is my man, Trigger Man. That young man is doing some great things in the world of racing and maybe in his life. Now, I don't know about his personal life, but for the racing platform, that young man is doing some great things. We had I'm going to let him come on and tell you, because if I get to telling you, I'm going to start to cry, because he did a tribute for one of our fallen Conrads. He's doing things for the kids, and he's just doing a lot of all-around things. I'm going to let him tell it. You know, he gets to stumbling sometimes. He gets nervous, but I'm going to let him come on and tell you. But I'm really proud of that young man. Trigger Man, how you doing out there today, brother? You there, Trigger Man? Trigger Man.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing, my brother? You got the flow, my brother. You got the flow. Good event this week. Good show.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, Doc. I appreciate you for coming and also bringing the camp up there for me. No charge. But yeah, I want to, like I said, thank everybody who came out this weekend. Like I said, some wanted to come and couldn't make it. Like I said, I understand that due to the big race we got this weekend. We had a race this weekend called No Prescription. And Friday night we started off with the I call Joey Oliver's wife, because as we all know, he passed away, and I was in contact with Joey, and I was going to do a shootout for the small block boost No Time, and I know Joey was pretty rough, pretty hard on No Time, and we was communicating, and he was trying to give me some rules and stuff, because he was planning on being there with the car that he had wrecked a couple of years ago, and he was trying to put it back together. But so I reached out to his wife and asked her, can I name the shootout after Joey? And she said that was fine. So I came up with a small block boost shootout, which I just named it after Joey. And that was a good shootout. And like I say, Edward was the winner of that shootout, and that was Friday night. Tessa Tune and a couple of grudges that went on Friday night. And Saturday, we had a couple of shootouts Saturday. And before it was, like I said, it rained Saturday morning. And I had a lot of racers call and ask what was the decision going to be. It's like, Trigger Man, you know it's raining, and you know you're paying out a good little bit of money or whatever. They was like, man, you're going to still have it. And I was like, man, if it stops raining, we look at the Doppler and it stopped raining by 4 o'clock or so, I say I'm still going to have it. And a couple of races was outside the gate, and they was trying to see what the decision was going to be. But at the end of the day, I said that as being a promoter, I'm a racer and a promoter. I don't come in, like, depending on the gate to what I want to do. I guarantee most of my purses. But it didn't matter how many races was going to be in it. I still was going to pay the purse. And that's what I told them before, we had even looked at the Doppler. So as some of the races, I appreciate them for coming to me and was like, Trigger Man, what if we only get 3 or 4 racers? And I told them, I was like, well, if we got one racer, I said, I'm going to pay what I say I was going to pay. And I just want to thank those racers for coming up to me and telling me that they would work with me as far as on a purse. But like I told them, it don't matter to me. I'm going to pay the purse what I say I was going to do. And like I said, the 28-275 shootout, Ghostbusters ended up winning it. And John Gorey with the blower car, he always coming in with the high hopes as he was going to win it. But, I think he was the first to load up. And Brian McGee, I want to give a props out to his son for being graduated from the junior drafts and being as young as he is. Brian McGee built his son a car, and that was probably one of the biggest races that he ever had by putting John Gorey on the trailer first round. And then he ran me, I think, second or third round. I can't remember. But, of course, I beat him and put him on the trailer.
Second round.
But like I said, I want to give props out to Brian McGee's son, because he did a good job. I went back and looked at the video, but he did a good job as far as pedaling his car. And he'd been making the trip every round. So what I mean by he did a good job, he pretty much probably wasn't looking for his car to blow the tires off. And when it blew the tires off, he did a good job as far as reaction on how to react to the car, what happened at that time. And the All Steel All Glass shootout winner, like I said, Richard Disher, congratulations to him. He won the All Steel All Glass. And we had a junior drafted shootout as well. And I want to thank, I think her name is Jerriana and her family. They came all the way from Florida. And she was the winner of the junior drafted shootout. And I want to thank the sponsors who helped donate the money on top of that as well. And like I said, I want to thank Darlington, Jeff Miles, Darlington Dragway. Like I said, when it was raining at 2 o'clock, Jeff came to me, asked me what I wanted to do, and I said, Jeff, I said, I feel good. I said, I had a lot of racers call me, and I said, they said they were on the way. And 4 o'clock, like I said, it was still drizzling a little bit, and I told Jeff once it stopped drizzling, I said, man, we need to get on it and try to get the track dried up and do the best we can. And then Darlington Dragway, like I said, they didn't hesitate. And everybody, you know, got out, dried the parking lot the best they could and dried the track. And we went on and proceeded with the race. And like I said, the race turned out to be good. You know, everybody, you know, had a good time and nobody had no accidents or nothing like that. It was just a good environment. And like I say, I want to thank everybody who came out and supported the race. And like I said, dog, I appreciate everything you do. Like I said, man, you know, a lot of the stuff that I do, I include you, but a lot of stuff I do, if it's not included in you, then that sort of make my decision on if you're available or not, you know what I mean? So I want to appreciate you and everything that you do and my family for all of them that, you know, that stand behind me and my team, TMR. Like I said, man, they just put their trust in me, and I just want to thank them for always being there for me. And like I said, the Tuners, Lil Mo, everybody that, you know what I mean, that stand behind me, you know. It's a lot that people don't really see that go on. And I know, dog, last week, you know, I had got a couple phone calls saying that you was looking for me on the show. But like I said, right. Dog, I was just stressed out, testing, and trying to get cars ready, you know what I mean, for the race. And it ain't that I didn't have time to get on. It's just, you know, I just was tied up, you know what I mean, from trying to get prepared for the race. But I know, like I said, man, it's just sometimes it get kind of rough on a lot of people be expecting you to be somewhere, but you can't be there. But, you know what I mean, sometimes you just have to make the decision, you know what I mean, to just do what you got to do to be prepared. But I know, you know, some people understand, some people won't. But like I said, dog, I just want to thank everybody again. And like I said, man, we had a good show this weekend, dog.
Yeah. All right, Trickle, well said. Somebody get wheelchair back on. I think he fell off. I told him if you fall off, you call right back. You can get your spot back. But, Jamie, a lot of some people, I done got Texas on that highlighting that you was highlighting the junior dragsters. And I want to send a special props out to one of the sponsors, which is Jason Hickel out of Florida. He put money on top of the pot for money, for travel money, and money for gas money and all that stuff, and told me to do what I want with it. And I kind of spread it around, but little Jerriana out of Florida, she kind of sucked up all the money that, you know, she's almost sucked up all the in incentives and everything. But, Jamie, we want to know why is you coming back, putting so much emphasis on the junior dragsters now? People want to know, Jamie, why are you putting so much emphasis on the junior dragsters now? I mean, the junior, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, dog, I mean, like I said, we all was a kid one time, and to be honest, dog, a lot of kids come up to us while we at the race, and a lot of kids follow us, dog. And like I said, we all was in their shoes one time, and I think not just me, but a lot of other races, I think we need to get back to at least trying to have some kind of junior races at these events, because, like I said, you know, some of these big races, a lot of people do have junior drafters that's on the team or affiliated with some kind of juniors, you know what I mean? And I just think we're not giving them enough platform for them to race on as dog. So, like I said, my race June the 9th and 10th at No Medication, I'm going to do another junior drafter race. And I like I said, hopefully, you know, we can get, you know what I mean, at least about 8 junior drafters to commit. But I'm going to do another junior drafter race. And like I said, I want to thank, like I said, Jason Hickles from Florida. I want to thank him as well because he called me one day, and he didn't actually know that I was having a junior draft race this weekend, and he just called to talk to me, as he always does, and that's what he brought up, and it was just kind of a surprise that he talked about it, and I sent him the flyer to let him know that I was having that junior draft race this weekend. So, like I said, special thanks to Jason. And like I said, I want to also say this, dog. I want to thank Jay Boldy and Jay Boldy Jr. and his crew for coming out this weekend, dog. Like I said, man, I know how it is. I talked to Boldy up to 2 weeks prior to the race. You know, Boldy had all kind of problems prior to it. Motor problems, the paint wasn't finished, airbrush, and all of that, dog. So, like I said, he was facing a lot to try to get here. But all in all, he did what it took to get here because, you know, he gave me his word that he was going to be here. So, like I said, I want to appreciate Boldy and Boldy and his son and crew for coming out this weekend as well. And like I said, man, that was something big and major, you know what I mean, for him to come out and support and you know what I mean, to do a favor for the Grudge Brothers. You know what I mean? And when I say favor, it was just a favor as far as coming and being there, you know, because I know those guys are busy and they got to get ready for their no-prep season and get tested as well. And like I said, dog, that was just big for them, to me and the team, and for the spectators, dog, for them to just come on down and show their face. You know what I mean, dog? That just meant a lot.
All the way out of California and Texas, they come a long way. That just goes to show you part of the fellowships, Jamie, and the respect that you might have in the racing community for people to travel that far just to come to support your race, Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to see, can I get Jerry Pollard. Jessica, I'm going to open your mic up. Can you hear me? 321-6365. Jessica Pollard, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Jessica.
I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, this is Jessica Pollard. This is Jerry Anna's mother. How you doing today? You want to?
I feel great.
You doing good?
Yes, sir.
Jamie,
how
this
about
is
you?
This is Jessica Pollard. This is Jerry Anna's mother that won the shootout. And Jessica, I just wanted to ask you, what is the push that you I see y'all support a lot of stuff, especially in Florida. But for y'all to come way out this way to support this race, what's the push behind that, Jessica? What's the push behind it?
So the push behind it for us is going to Sugar Man's race to support, because as we all know, for races like that, for them to have them and have payouts, you got to have participation. So when you don't go up and you don't show, you know, they don't want to have them. And for us, we aren't bracket racers. Nothing against bracket racers. It's just not our thing. My husband heads up races. Cousin heads up races. She loves it. And so in order to bring more, which is why I tried to run some of the No Time Junior stuff here in Florida, because like Trigger Man said, there's not a big platform for juniors whose parents are heads up racers and go to these grudge events. So if you bring it to the limelight and, you know, grudge racers got their kids there, they're hanging out and they start seeing it, then they start getting into it. Hey, we want to get one of those. Hey, I want to do that. But if it's not there, they don't know. And there's some people who just, you know, bracket racing isn't their thing. So that was kind of the main reason, you know, why we wanted to come and support and do our thing.
Okay, well, Jamie, you got anything you want to say to Jessica, Jamie? Anything you want to talk to Jessica instead of Jessica?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jessica, I hate you couldn't make it. Well, I could have met you, but like I said, I met your daughter. Your daughter reminds me of my daughter. She just got the passion of, you know what I mean, trying to outdo the guys, you know what I mean? And she just reminds me of my daughter, you know what I mean? Like I say, I appreciate y'all for coming. And to be honest, like I say, I knew y'all came from Florida, and when Jeff asked as far as canceling the race, when I looked over and saw y'all and I saw John Gordy coming from Florida, that was one of the toughest decisions, like as far as, you know, trying to decide whether to cancel the race or make the race, man. I just, you know, I knew some of y'all travel far, and I travel too, you know what I mean? And to travel and to hear a racist counsel when you're there and can't race, that's just a that's mind-boggling to me. So y'all looking over at y'all as y'all was parked beside me, I just y'all was one of the reasons why and helped me make my decision as far as to go along with the race because y'all traveled so far, you know. But like I said, I wasn't worried about anything else. It's just a tough decision at that time, but I, you know, I just went ahead with it. And I just appreciate y'all for coming. And like I said, my second weekend in June, I'll be at South Carolina Motorplex, and I'm going to have another No Time Juniors race there as well.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I wanted to say thank you to you as well for, you know, putting on the event, adding the juniors, getting sponsorship money for, you know, a guaranteed pot. I can't, you know, thank you enough for getting the race off and all y'all's hard work. Trust me, I run this stuff down here, and I know what it takes. Hats off to Jeff Miles and his crew for getting the track ready to go. And they had a blast, and you'll see us at more of your events, that's for sure. And thank you to Jason Hickel as well. Thank you. And Jason Hickel for the sponsorship as well. We appreciate it. And we look forward to racing in the future.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, I thank y'all again.
Okay. All right, well. Still here for a while, Jessica. You might stay on here for a minute until they get a little rough. It get a little rough in a few minutes, but it won't. We're gonna be a little nicer for them. So hang around for the bad report just in case you get mentioned or something. So I'm finna close you up now, so I can't hear you talking. I don't hear you talking if you're talking. I don't hear you. All right, Trigger, you got anything else you want to say before you get out of here, Trigger?
Oh no, dog. Like I said, man, I just appreciate everybody again. And like I say, looking forward to seeing everybody this weekend.
All right. Well, where did Wheelchair and them go? They was up here. Wheelchair need to get him a new phone or something. His phone been falling off all day.
I was on Wheelchair line earlier.
Yeah, he is. He's back now. I don't know why he keep hitting that one button going away. Let me get him in here. Come on in here, Wheelchair. What's up, Chair? Talk to me, Chair.
Jamie, you wouldn't have on my line unless somebody had you on there.
Yes,
somebody
had me on. You. I was on your line, brother.
My phone didn't fall off at one time today.
Oh, somebody wrong.
I was on when it fell off. That's why I'm on my own line. So you can't throw me off now because I throw myself off.
Hey, kid, don't start cussing yet now. We still got the kids on the phone, so don't you start cussing yet now. Don't start cussing yet.
All right, but go ahead, Wheelchair. What's up, brother? Appreciate it, Wheelchair.
Yeah, what up? All right. You know, dog, Biz had a little race down there this weekend in Macon, and turned out pretty good. Friday night, they did a little shootout. Austin Wright, one of the hometown guys, he was scared to get in it. I told him I'd put the money up just get in it. So one thing about old Austin, we know his truck going to go down the track. So he got in it and made it to the finals against Dirty Red. And they ended up splitting because somebody on the track all the way down from 100 feet all the way down at 11:30 at night, so they didn't want to take a chance of that. So him and Dirty Red ended up splitting. And then on Saturday, Austin came in, had some guys there that wanted to run him straight off the trailer, the first two down the track. He didn't want to do that. So once again, I told Austin, I put the money up, man, let's go. So he finally came on up there and did it. He won that. And won the Grudd race. Then from then on, Austin was on the roll all day. He got in the 28 shootout. He got beat in the final round by Georgia Power, which Austin knew he had to go. He just left too fast. I think it would have been a better race if he had stayed in there for a little while longer and left the tree on time. So George Powell ended up winning the 28 shootout. Austin finished second. Then Biz at the 4-car G-body shootout, which I can't Bugatti something out of Waynesboro, dog. Some guys out of Waynesboro, they came out now. They got in the G-body shootout. First round they had Biz. Them and Biz did a little grudging on the side, and
that
they
when you ran out of
money.
Beer,
Yeah, they don't want to beat Ben. They beat Ben first round. And then
I don't care
second round.
So I want Ben to lose every race he races. I want him to get beat
every time he races. Second round, it was Convict out of DBP camp. And that Red Malibu from over there, and they came up, had the money broke down, how they were going to split it up. They still split that up, but they brought me another pot on the side, a damn good pot.
Mm-hmm.
And when they left, I knew the red car had won, but something broke in the steering column, and he ended up tapping the wall. And Dwayne Beers no more. Yeah.
Right.
So,
okay,
and we got both of the shootout finished in a decent time. We got everybody up out of the dog.
All right, well, thank you, Weirdship, for that report. I got a public service announcement I want to put out for all you people out there. It's a public service announcement, and I want to thank Trigger Man, not just because he's on the phone. Like I said, that's a young man right there. If he ever get to be old as Mike Hill and still doing this same thing, he will be the top promoter out there. Along with Donald Long's, if you want to call it that, you know, Donald Long is a different breed. But I'm gonna send props out to Trigger Man, Jamie. I'm gonna send props out to him because he said something that didn't stuck with me, and I think all y'all out there should take heed to it. And I'm talking about all you promoters and track owners and everything. He says when he do a flyer, if he make a mistake on the flyer, whether if it's against him or in his favor or against him, he will honor that. What do you mean by that? Like he said. That money he put out, he guaranteed the money on that $28,275. I had all the money. I paid the money out myself. So it ain't like he just on here talking. I know it. I paid on every person that was paid. I paid the person out, and the money was there. They didn't have to wait on no gate or nothing. The money was there. So all I'm saying is a public service announcement, kid, kid, because you know how it is. Guys, if you put on a race, if you got to borrow your money, have your money ready. Don't expect the gate money to pay your purses. If you got to go borrow the money to do it, because people will respect you if you do what you say you do. And like Jamie said, some of the racers coming up here and seeing that the rain stopped some of the things. If Jamie, I don't know that he made any money or lost any money, but I know he paid all the money that he's supposed to pay. So my point is, people will respect you for that, and the racers themselves will come to you and try to work with you, too, on the purses. So, guys, if you just be truthful to the racers and the spectators, they'll be truthful to y'all. Now, that's my public service announcement I want to put out there. If anybody that's on here listening now that want to say something about that, you're free to say that. Wheelchair.
That makes a good promoter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything? Anybody else got anything they want to say about that? And I want to... my girl Trick or Leak, she out here, but she's sick today, y'all.
Oh,
somebody
man.
Said, I'm glad. She's sick. I hope she gets better, but if she got laryngitis and can't talk, that's a good sickness.
Oh, man. Come on, y'all. Don't be like that sick,
eh? Yeah. But now, hey, Wheelchair.
Yes, sir. What up, Willie?
I got to say something about y'all raised down there this weekend. I got to say it, and I don't care who get mad, because I told you this year is my year. I don't care if you get mad. How in the heck did somebody say they're going to cancel a race down there due to the weather when from Wednesday on, it ain't show no chance of raining in Macon? So who came up with that lie about they're going to cancel because the weather looked bad? I need to know some answers. Talk to me.
No, you didn't talk to the promoter. That wasn't my race. I just helped out.
I didn't say it. That ain't what I asked you. I'm just saying it in general for anybody. I see you where they canceled a big girls race, a big one, because they said the weather didn't look good. Now, whoever said that, they lying. The weather from Tuesday night to Wednesday looked perfect.
Maybe the two races came up with an agreement, though. I don't know.
Okay. Let me get straight, because, you know, I ain't too bright. I didn't finish school. Oh, let me finish my thought, Wheelchair. You said the two races. If the two races came up with it, they must have didn't want to race in the beginning, kid. Kid, they must have didn't want to race in the beginning. Because if the weather showed good and they locked in for a big race for a lot of cookies, How can they come up with a decision not to raise? Kid? Somebody talk to me. Somebody talk to me. Come on, man. My phone. Did they mute my phone? Can y'all hear me? They must mute my phone.
No, I'm here, dog.
Somebody said something. Is my phone muted? They don't hear me?
No, you good. You good. You good. You good.
Well, talk to me then, kid.
Yeah, I had missed a question.
You about a man, boy. Come on, man. You're going to make me start. You better be glad to Rev on the phone. Hold on a minute. Let me see what Kizzy. Kizzy, you hit the one button. What you want, Kizzy? You hit the one button. But
nothing,
you hit it by
mistake. Nothing. Yeah, because I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Willie. Thank you. I thought maybe my phone cut off.
No.
My kid talking about he didn't hit the doggone thing.
Willie, dog.
Yeah. You're talking to him.
Biz probably answer that question. He on.
Yeah.
What's up, Diggity Dog?
I won't be able to cuss me out, but come on in there, Busy. How did you and Zay change that race, man?
We didn't change it. What happened was, you know, they had to travel 10, 11 hours, and it was showing rain from Monday all the way to, like, Thursday. So I think we got on the phone Friday, and James Black, you know, he ride with Young Money. James Black was like, man, I'm not coming down there with the possibility of it raining. That's too long. So James Black and Ryan called their race off. We got Zay on the phone. I got Wheelchair, since Wheelchair was on, was the DP man, got him on the phone. And they called it off. Said he didn't want to take that ride with the percentage of rain.
Okay. Now what weather report was they looking at that showed rain all the way through the all the way through? What weather report they were looking at?
Hey, dog. I look at two. iPhone and AccuWeather. It looked pretty good on my end. It looked pretty good.
Okay. Come on.
So I don't. They were looking at the Weather Channel or something. But you know,
Ben.
Yeah.
Me myself, I look at the Weather Channel, the Boogaloo Channel, the Blackjack. I look at everything. Every hour on the hour, and making the show from Wednesday night all the way through perfect racing weather. So whatever channel they were looking at, somebody is BSing me, and y'all better be glad we ain't on the after hour show. If I really get somebody, I can't cuss now. Y'all better be glad.
Oh,
y'all better be glad I can't cuss now. Y'all better be glad I can't cuss now.
I'm a racer first. So and it was of course it was my show. I wanted the guys to show up, but I wasn't going to force them to get on the road by being 10-12 hours. We was going over the steel, and it was only 3-hour ride. And you got to come on. You got to come on. So, you know, so, you know.
Well, B, is one more thing I got to say, too, and you might cuss me out again. Boy, I'm so glad you got your butt whooped. I'm so glad you got your butt whooped. Every time you crank up, B, I want you to get whooped.
Hey, man, why did you call me and tell me them people was from Burke County, man? Why didn't you call me and tell them it was your homeboys, man? I did not know them. I never seen them before. But they tricked me, boss.
Ben, I'm just saying, if you look like your car, if you look like you finna crack up, I want you to get whooped, Ben. I got a couple of mics open. Let me see. They might have something to say about that race, though. But I wish they had come back.
That's my buddy Biz, man.
Yeah, 719-1011. 719-1011. Who we got?
That's Colorado, there.
I don't know who it is.
I was just 719. When you had said nobody, that's when you was on mute, dog.
Okay. Appreciate you, my brother. Much love. Colorado.
That's Colorado. You got a caller from Colorado.
I ain't know they have black folks in Colorado. 601-9486.
Yeah,
come on in here.
They up there in Denver.
Mississippi. Yeah, I do. Just when you was asking about the music, but he didn't answer it for himself, dog. So I ain't got nothing to say on it.
All right, no problem. Biz, you know what, Biz? You know I love you now, Biz. I kind of take half of it back, Biz. If I told that to somebody else, they'd have been cussing me out, Biz. I take it back, B. But hold on, I got to change my bad report because I just got a report. Somebody just sent me in, but I ain't going to change my bad report. Uh-oh, Zay just sent me a message. Let me see what Zay said. I tried to relock back in for Bottery. He declined. Oh, he said he tried to lock back in for Bottery, but you declined. But anyway, let me ask you, did Chick forget to turn the notches on? Because I was going to change my battery port. That's a jackass move. But did Chick forget to turn the notches
man.
On?
Of course
Come
not.
Come on, not Chick
no,
Peter.
I got a new system. I got a new system in the car, and the nitrous didn't. We didn't activate it in the computer. That's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
No, Chick.
So you the jackass,
no.
So you the jackass.
Yeah.
Coochie.
Put it on me. Put it on me.
Coochie fault.
No, it's
Coochie fault.
They sent me a report a little too late. They sent me a report a little too late, Ben. You got away with it.
Never would I throw my drive under a goddamn bus. No, that was me. I forgot to do something.
Okay, I got it. I can read between the lines, kid. Chick forgot to turn the notches on.
No, he didn't.
Oh, man.
But, Biz, I like that. He won't throw his driver under the bus, but he'll fire his driver. He fired me. That's why I want him to get whooped. Every time he cracked up, I want him to get whooped, man.
Jay Bond fired me.
That was your car. Hey, kid, I'm coming to the track.
Yeah.
Have my little girlfriend with me, talking about how tough I was and how I was a bad joke at the track, you know. And I come there, and I was telling about the cars I drive. Man, I was just lying. The new girlfriend, so I'm lying. I'm just lying, boy. Like, I'm the baddest thing at the track, showing the cars I drive. I showed her Biz's car, and I thought the girl, you know, I didn't know she was smart as she was. She said, hey, that car right there? I see that car over there. I said, what you talking about, girl? I thought in here. I drive that car. Man, they had the car with it and fired me and took my name off the door and everything, and I ain't even know it, man.
I'm gonna tell you about that situation. See, Biz is originally from Chicago, and folks from Chicago is really bad acting. They bad acting.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
Man.
I'm over there trying to be tough in here, man.
100.
I'm over there trying to be
100. Jay Bond and Big Dave, goddamn, is the one to fire dog. It wasn't me. It was Jay Bond and Big Dave. They put that together.
Well, anyway, hey, wheelchair, you got by the cold on here? People want to talk about the cold. They want to talk about the cold. What about the cold at? Anybody got by the cold? Biz, I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. I wish I could have been down there, but, you know, Trigger Man had a race at the same day,
I'm so glad you wasn't there, goddammit, on that mic. I'm so glad you wasn't
there.
Thanks, Jamie.
I got you.
Appreciate it. You would have got it. And in your homeboy, too. Man.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's the best thing to happen.
Yeah.
All right, dog. Y'all be good, man.
But Biz, Biz, you can say what you want to Biz, but that's where it's supposed to go, man. You win some, you lose some. This is a game of
absolutely.
Hustle. This is a game of hustle, Biz.
Absolutely.
Game of hustle.
Yeah, they sure got me. They got me, dog. They got me. They got me.
They
didn't want to get you. They got me, too.
Oh, man.
Hey, dog,
not collateral damage, wheelchair.
Hey, dog, I ain't going to tell you what I did. I went to a guy and said, hey, man, should we let him in a shootout? A dude, I ain't going to tell you who he was, that damn dirty red. He said, man, let them people in, man. I said, okay, cool. Let them in. Y'all get in. Man, after that race, I looked at Dirty Red. I said, man, but what the hell?
Biz, let me talk to you. You're a pretty smart man, right? You're a pretty smart man,
yeah,
right, Biz?
I try to be.
All right. You come from Chicago. You left Chicago and come down south, and there's a lot of things you lack down south, and you said, no, I love it. And when you first, before you came down, and you thought we was a bunch of knuckleheads and a bunch of dummies, didn't know nothing, but I think you learning real fast that we are a little smarter than you think we are, right?
Let me ask you this here, Biz.
This game we doing is a hustle. It's a hustle, ain't it? The racing has become a hustle, right?
Let me show you what
I mean by that, Biz. I'm going to ask you a question, Biz. Do you think, I'm talking to you now, Biz, do you think a reputation can make another man lose a race? Do you think that can happen? You think
absolutely.
A reputation can make
absolutely.
A man lose a race?
Absolutely.
Me what you mean by that. Tell me what you mean by that, Biz. Tell me what you mean by that.
It can't get in the owner's head, but it can get in the driver's head. And it can make a driver do something that he normally don't do.
Boy, Biz, if I can get Biz on the show every day, you fired, kid. If I can get Biz on the show every day, you fired. Biz,
ain't got time to be on here. Biz selling cars, man. He ain't got time to be on here.
Selling cars. All right, we got a little bit more noise out there. Whoever got the noise, put your phone on mute, please, because I want everybody to hear this here. Biz, You answered that question almost in the exact words I did. Now, let me tell you why I asked you that. You know Trigger Man and Ghostbusters, right? You know the Ghostbusters,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah, on the green Mustang. Uh-huh.
They ain't made it. They ain't made it past the damn tree all day, Bill. All day. All a man had to do was get in his car and make a A to B pass, and he could have been beat Ghostbusters to death. We got jokers been there trying to put a 2-second tune-up in their car just because Trigger Man was driving the car, and they were scared of Trigger Man in their car, man. Out there blowing their tires out, scared to death. Ghostbusters ain't made a full pass in 6 months and won the shootout, baby.
But dog,
and won the shootout.
Got to win a circle.
But dog, I don't fault the driver. I don't fault the owner. I fault the tuner.
I do too. Let me tell you why I do too. B. I told Tim Huddleston, you know, is a personal buddy of mine. I said, Tim Huddleston, boy, y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all ought to just go down on horsepower. Tim Huddleston laughed at me because I'm thinking maybe he did go down on horsepower. I don't know, man. So, Biz, you a smart man. Hold on. Let me see. You a smart man, but let me get this. Let me open this here knucklehead. Oh, here. Let me open this knucklehead mic up because he's going to blow this show. Let me. What you want, Tim House? What you want, Tim House? What you want, Brother D? Let me open the two knuckleheads up.
I got the man of the hour on the phone, dog. Dak Nabbit. We got a difference of opinion. Go ahead.
Who you got on the phone? Who you got on the phone?
I got Mr. James Black on the phone.
Okay. Well, I'm going to listen.
James Black doing a racing this weekend.
They were talking about the bad weather, and the man was looking at the weather report, and he went and they said they don't see no bad weather on the report, but that ain't what James Black saw. I just want to bring him on so you can see what's going on.
James Black ain't the smartest man I know now, but I don't know what weather report he's looking at. But come on, James Black, you can tell your father, and don't y'all cuss for tonight today. We got kids on right now, so don't y'all act stupid right now. We got kids on, so don't y'all act crazy yet. Not yet, no way. Hope. Come on, James Black. Tell your side of the story, James Black. Come out. The dummy ain't talking.
Come on.
No. I'm here. I was called, Biz called me. He said the people at the track ain't canceling, but the weather is not looking so hot.
Biz just said y'all did it. What are y'all lying? Biz just said y'all did it. Where you at, Biz?
Biz called me. Biz called us.
Uh-oh.
He said he never been a bad promoter.
Biz
not closing the track.
One of y'all lying. Yes, now, James Black on the phone and Biz on the phone. Which one of y'all lying?
I'm not lying.
He got me on. Then he got Ryan on. Then he got somebody else on. He called Wheelchair. And then he called Zabo. And he canceled the race with Zabo. So I don't know why they trying to say.
So
I was the one who made the race stop, man. Biz the one car that made that car, man.
You notice Biz ain't came back, huh, kid? You notice Biz won't talk now.
Biz was trying to give the guys in the north an opportunity to not drive 700 miles and get rained out. That's what Biz came on saying.
Hold up, one at a time. Brother D, I went over there, and me and Biz just agreed with me. I pulled the weather up from Wednesday all the way to today. It showed perfect weather down here in Macon. I don't know what weather report they were looking at.
To my understanding, there was a race. There was a weather report from Macon, and there was another report where the track is located.
Brother D, I live across the street. What I'm trying to tell you is the weather report for the racetrack. I'll stop saying making it. For the racetrack, from Wednesday all the way to right now,
I'm going to tell you,
no way.
It wasn't my car. I didn't call him. It was me.
Sergeant Ryan, hear what Sergeant Ryan said. Sergeant Ryan was told that Mr. Black did not want to come down here with the weather report being like it is. And like I said, B is called to give them an opportunity to not have to drive their foot.
They sending me now. Reports of that. What I'm trying to tell y'all, the weather channel, they sending me right here. That thing right there don't know the difference between black and white. But my point I'm trying to make you, don't get me wrong, though. I'm just trying to call Biz back
to call a race off for Ryan?
No, Jay Black. You're right.
Sergeant Ryan said, if Mr. Black don't want to go, he said, I want to go down there if he's not going, because I'm going to race.
Well, I'm going to stop all this here. James Black with his car, not Jesse James. What his name is? Private Ryan. Whoever ain't talking, please mute your phone, please, with all that doggone noise. All y'all that say y'all want some trouble, I want all that trouble. I want all of it. And you ain't got to travel down here. I come to your house. I want all that smoke.
Hey, Willie Dawg, I'm going to try not to do too much. But guess what? Ain't James Black record speak for itself? He said he's going to show
James Black record speak. James Black record speak for itself. But I go across the fat part of James. I go across the fat part of James Black ass with the Swiss.
What cars you try to run, little old quarantine, Willie
Dog? I'll tell you what I do. I go to the shop because, you know, the Grand National been having problems and I ain't been running it. I'll run you with the Grand National, boy. I go to talk to fat part of your ass with the Grand National.
When can we get that locked?
When can we get it locked? When are we talking? Are we talking right now?
Yeah, we talking right now. I'm trying to figure out what's the next race coming up.
What you want to do then, boy?
I said it's the weather gonna be clear for goddamn Alabama Saturday. I'll drag that bitch down there and go on your ass, Willie Dog.
Well, then now let's go lock in. If it's going to lock, maybe in 2,000 on 2,000, straight off the trailer, whole pot locked.
Hey, Blaine, he just said he'd come to you, tell him to quote 31.
Hey, will you shut up, boy?
Yeah.
We trying to race this week. Hold up. Will you shut up? We trying to race this week, sir. Not no doggone 2 months from now, so shut up, them grown folk talking, boy.
That's two weeks away, 131.
131, I might be busy that week. We both gonna be at the same property this week, boy. So stand a grown folk business, boy.
Mm-hmm. What we gonna do, Willie Dawg, before this week, before Thursday, I'm gonna get with my team and see if they gonna make the travel. We do. I would love to lock you straight off the trailer.
Okay.
If you from down south,
you know what fatback is. You know what fatback is, don't it?
I'm gonna talk to my team, and I'm gonna get immediately leave that offer open.
Okay, yes, sir. Like I told you, and who was that in the background talking for you? Talking about 131. That's Young Money Ty, baby. Big Ty, you drive a car? Or you got a car? Excuse me. Can one talk at a time? Do you have a car? Or do you drive a car?
That's the one to bust down,
dog.
I don't have it no more.
Will you shut up, Tim Austin, and let him talk for his dog on self?
Hey, Willie Dog, but I got big brothers, though, and I can speak for him, so what?
Lord have mercy.
Okay. Just cause you a background singer, who can you speak for, fat boy?
Anybody in my crew, nigga.
Hey, boy,
Willie
Dawg, got the bad time lane choice, boy.
You might tell me go across your ass, man.
Hey, Mike growing a chicken's ass. That's what Mike growing.
Willie Dawg, I'm gonna page you around Thursday, man.
Okay, I'm gonna call your brother now. But when it comes to racing, when you talk about locking in, you a boy with a small B, boy.
Hey, Willie Dog, you ain't saying it right, boy.
No, that's it because y'all from up there, y'all sound like y'all gay. We ain't gay down here. Y'all sound like gay with that. But anyway, though, what you want, Flop? Flop is Flop. What you want, Flop?
I was just making sure you had a little backup in case you needed it.
Okay. Yeah.
Man.
You know what? Like I said, people from down south know what fatback is, but I'm going to go across the fat part of James' ass. I'm going to go across the fat part of his ass.
That's that greasy meat. That's that greasy meat.
Right.
Willie Dawg.
Yeah.
Right. Courtesy phone. If you say James Black on this phone, do you guys got a defibrillator or smelling salt?
Hey, Tim, hold up. This is the Cheers album, so I can't say what I want to say. But if you get some salt and pepper and put on that bratwurst that you put it on, it tastes better.
Oh, man. Not the bratwurst.
Well, see, that Willie Dawg, that doggone black pepper will put you in season.
I bet his check engine light come on before mine.
Hold on, wheelchair.
That's what I'm trying
when
to do.
Come on, wheelchair. Phone, you notice how quiet it got? You doggone right. You better believe it.
Hold on, man.
That came out from
Johnsonville.
Not the Johnson, man. Hey, Willie Dawg, you gotta get off my lane, man. Big son of a gun.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Black. I can't believe
it.
You put that
dog
in on me like that.
Yeah, Black. I'm gonna honor you because you will run. Yeah, he need to stay. That's right. All he got to do is only that one button to stay on mute. He'll be good to go.
Hey, Switch, is Skins on here?
I tell y'all, let me go do my bad report right quick before y'all start getting dirty, because we got kids on today. You know, the kids kind of listen to the show today, so we ain't got dirty yet. So I almost got out of character, because when Tim House bought somebody on there to get on my butt, I almost got out of character, so. You know, I almost got the cussing. So right now, I'm gonna go and do the bad report right quick.
All you had to do was call Chuck.
Chuck, yeah, what it is.
Man.
I didn't want Chuck to get his.
Not
if I can keep kid from cussing, if somebody come out and bring Skin on here, you know, good and well I ain't finna over Skin, Mike, coming on here. Skin, you know I wouldn't finna over Skin, Mike. But Flop, while you on it, you got a bad report, Flop. I'm gonna get the bad report out of the way quick. Just
negative,
get out
dog. Negative.
Okay.
Negative.
Because I got to go watch LeBron James tonight. I got to watch LeBron James tonight. Put it on them gay guys out of Memphis. Get Bobby Cole on the phone. His race coming up. People asking me all these questions.
Hey, Willie Dawg, let your wallet represent the way you feel and your confidence.
Tim, will you shut up? Let your confidence reflect your confidence, man. You just always on somebody else's stuff. I ain't never seen a man swing on somebody else's jockey when he got a jockey in his own.
Damn.
I ain't never seen that
man.
Before.
Not the two-shirt jockey.
I ain't seen that before.
Tim,
do you need some Viagra or some gummies or something, man? I mean, your gummy ain't working.
Willie Dawg, I'm on mute, man. Flop, you ain't stopping,
okay.
Man.
Yeah, please stay on mute till we get ready to start joking, because that's all you is joking. You ain't talking no real. Come on, wheelchair. What you got, wheelchair? What bothered that wheelchair?
No, see if Mike on to Bobby get situated. He take care of some business right fast. Let Mike get on top.
All right, well, let me go. I'm finna go ahead and do the bad report right quick. Tim, I'm closing y'all up. I ain't closing y'all up because, you know, I'm just closing y'all to do the bad report. Flop, you say you ain't got none, right, Floppy? Flop, you ain't got none, right?
That's correct. No bad report.
Okay.
Bad report.
All right, I'm going to close you up. All right. Wheelchair, you got a bad report? You had a lot of racing down there. I saw you put on Facebook you had a bad report.
Yeah.
Come on with it, baby.
My bear. I'm going to have to get Austin right. He was a scared bear, but he still was a bear.
The bully.
I'm going to have to give to my homeboy, Tone Nick, with the Tone Cutlass that won over there still on Thursday night. My cub going to be Georgia Powell.
Okay.
Best race of the night was down there in Macon. It's going to be Georgia Powell and the little Screet Mustang Heaton.
Okay.
I got to give a jackass.
I thought you didn't do that.
Them got something to do with me, though. I'm going to get the man beer for listening to Dirty Red, goddamn man.
Cussing. I told you not to cuss.
Man beer for listening to Dirty Red.
What he told y'all? We got to know which yet. What he told you?
Let that car in. Them boys ain't never did nothing with that car.
Oh, you talking about my homeboy from Wayne, bro?
Yeah.
Who
is the old guy that driving tuning for him?
I ain't gonna tell you that yet, Wheelchair. They told me not to. All right, they told me to stay out of it.
On the back line.
All right, they told me to stay out of it, Wheelchair. You know, if somebody tell me to stay out of their stuff, I'll stay out of it if they tell me
all right. That's great.
They told me to stay out of that, man. Yeah. All right. Appreciate you, Wheelchair. Much love, man. Good report. All right, guys. Kids, you got anything you got to say, kid, before we do the battle report, kid?
I got a battle report. You ready?
You do?
I got three bears.
Don't cuss now, kid.
I got three bears.
Come on with it.
I got three bears.
Come on with it.
Travis Harvey, Jim Halsley, and Trigger Man.
Okay. All right.
And I got Lamont Sanford.
Who was that?
Chi-Town Beers. Chi-Town / Macon Beers.
Wacky.
He forgot to get the nitrous on.
Yeah, he did. But it wasn't beers, though. He didn't want to throw his drive under the, what you call him? Beers don't even know how to turn on nitrous on. So we understand, though. But I like that, though. At least he's shielding his man. But you saw he got out of here when them boys started banging the truth out there about who didn't want to do that race dinner. And Zay told me he wanted to lock back in, but Biz said, no, sir. I was Wheelchair, since Biz basically paid the park out, Wheelchair, you owe me some money. I bet you that Zay was going to kill him. Well, we didn't be old Wheelchair back up. Wheelchair, don't you owe me at least $10 or something? Don't you owe me at least $10, Wheelchair?
No. If Biz paid the park out, tell Zay, just send it to me and it's cash up, and I'll give you the whole thing we bet. And neither one of them paid no park out.
I ain't say he paid the park out, but he didn't want to race now.
But now
they said
it was a combination of they didn't want to travel, and B said okay, we'll just lock in for a later date.
I noticed since the weather looking a little iffy for this week, I noticed how everybody all of a sudden got a lot of confidence all of a sudden. I noticed a lot of people got a lot of confidence all of a sudden. I see that weather done changed again. Saturday looked real good. Saturday looked real good, James Black.
I'm gonna bet 10 he don't lock that race in.
I bet 100 I gap him. I got 100 on his gap. See, that made me mad. I just called Alan B. I told Alan B to drop anything in it. Put them 50s back in it. If we're gonna lock the crank out of it. Let's see what Tate's saying. Tate said it looked good for Friday, too. Well, Tate, don't worry about Friday, Tate. We want to know about Thursday, because I want Josh Loaded to do something illegal to you. I want Josh Loaded to get a aggravated assault murder charge on you, Tate. I want Josh Loaded to beat you to death. Let me see, I'm going to call Josh Loaded in a few minutes. I want Josh Loaded to get on in to death. And, you know, Josh Loaded going to get the cousins. So Got to get the kids off him first. I got to
go
and do the battery report to get the kids off him. Because the kids ain't got no business up in listening to, you know, y'all been, let me see what Tate says. Tate going to cuss me out. Can you get him to lock in for, Tate wants some trouble. Yes, sir. This going to get interesting. Jessica Pollock, I thought I'd do that battery report. I hope the kids ain't listening because it get rough over him. Oh, you know what? I got a lot of people. I ain't trying to be nasty or facetious or nothing, but I am a nasty person. I'm not a nice person. Overall, I'm not a nice person for when it comes to racing. All these people asking me about, dog, what time the show come on? Dog, how can I listen to the show? I've been doing this damn show for 15 years. If you don't know about now, that means you didn't. You wasn't. Don't worry about what time it come on or what it is. That means you just being nosy. That's all that means. I've been doing this doggone show for 15 doggone years. Same time, same station. 3 days a week on some of them. So if you don't know what time this show come on, you better ask somebody. And if you went through the trouble of finding out, calling me on Facebook and looking me up on Facebook, look the show up. Plus, kid, I put out the link to the show every time it come on in all sites. So if they can't find it, they ain't trying to find it. So if I be nasty to you when you ask me what kind of show come on and all that, it's kind of making me mad because you're pimping me. And I don't like to be pimped.
You just tell them what they need to know. They asking about my show.
Bobby.
You just put them on
Bobby,
the show.
Bobby.
If there was somebody
ain't
else
nobody
to
asked
show,
about
your
show,
Bobby.
Your
neck. You
ain't nobody asked
neck.
About
they
your show,
what
Bobby.
We got to say about the show. You tell them what they need to know.
Bobby, I'm being nice right now. I'm finna do it. I'm finna do the battle for them. I'm gonna come back in a minute. I'm gonna be nice. How you doing, Bobby? That's Mr. Bobby Cole. Okay, I'm finna do the battle for
Bobby
y'all.
Cole presents It's Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, April 27th through 29th. What can happen will happen in Steele, Alabama. Come see some of the fastest street cars in the world. On Thursday, gates open at 12 noon. Open testing, $250 a car. Track go hot at 5. On Friday, gates open at 11 a.m. Admission, $25. And then on Saturday, gates open at 10 a.m. And it's all-day grudge racing. Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, Steele Station Road in Steele, Alabama. The track is going to be hot all weekend, April 27th through 29th. Big payouts in several categories, including all steel, all glass shootout. $5,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 250 entry. The diaper game. $3,000 pot. 8-car minimum. 3 entry. The big one. The 5-inch or below shootout. $10,000 on top of the pot. 8-car minimum. 1,000 entry. And a $1,000 bikini contest. Call Bobby Cole. 901-299-9504.
All right, that was Bobby Cole's race. That was Bobby Cole. Just come on. I'm glad to hear him. He had a little business to take care of, but he'll talk to y'all and any question y'all got about the race or whatever. He's the boss. He will make the decisions. But let me go and give you this official battle report right quick just in case we get into some rough stuff tonight and don't get a chance to get it. I want to go and get this battle report out of the way. I don't have a complete battle report. I don't have a complete battle report, kid, because I left out. Let me see. No, I did add in the thought and stuff. I did add it in. I didn't want to do it, but I did it anyway. Anyway, here's the official battle report, kid. The official, the bad week. Is my man Nick and James Freeman, Freak Elite, in tone. That's the bad of the week. The Cub of the week is Richard Disher in the 68 Camaro. The race of the event of the week is Austin Wright in the S10 pickup. The bully of the week is Jerrianna Pollock in the JP Racing, the little girl out of doggone Florida, man. She was bullying people around there at the track. Anybody in her category, her zip code, she was bullying them. She's the bully kid. The thought is Red Bull. Sorry I had to do that, bro. Red Bullen got whooped by this same man every time he crank up. Why he keep running him? But anyway, that's the thought, because he got ran up into again. The Jackass is the takeoff crew, and the Lamont Sanford is the takeoff crew. Kid, are you there, kid? You there, kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
The reason I caught the reason the Jackass and the Lamont Sanford, kid, the takeoff crew is. The takeoff crew, you know, doing shakedowns. The man, they were running as fast as they could, kid, and the man gapped them. They came back and was in the finals of the shootout, kid, in the finals. And the guy asked them, did they want to split? They said, no, we want to run for the whole pot. And got their ass tore up again, kid. Now, that got to be the done there. That, kid, I ran the best I could run, and you ran out of my life. Mm-hmm. Now I'm coming back in the finals, and I got to run you again. And I asked you to split this money, and you said, no, you got to be a dummy. Anyway, that's the Jackass and the Lamont Sanford. The most impressive was Baby Shark. That was the guy that won the the shootout Friday night. He came back sad and had a little problems. He went in the finals. He had a little problem. The best race of the week was Richard Dishes and that takeoff car. They had a good race. And that is the official battle report. Oh, I forgot. The driver of the week, or the big honorable mention was Big Dro. Big Dro, if y'all might not know who Big Dro is. Big Dro is the car that's been beating people to death down there every week. But, you know, if he don't come on the show and send it, I ain't going to give him too many props. And the driver of the week goes to Connor McGee. That's Brian McGee's second son, not the one that got beat up. That was Spencer got beat up by Jerry Anna. This is his second son that beat up on John Gorey with the big blower car. So that's the official bear report of the week. I'm just going to tell you. He talking about, oh, okay. The bear is Nick and James Freeman in that tone car. That's a bad G-body. And the cub is Richard Disher. The race of the week was Austin Wright. The bully was Jerry Anna Pollock. The thought was Red Bull. The Jackass and the Lamont Sample was the takeoff crew. Most impressive was Baby Shark. Honorable mention was Big Dro. Driver of the week was Connor McGee. Best race of the week was Richard Dish and takeoff. That is official battle report. Up in there, opening mics back up. And if y'all want to get at it, I got to get Josh Lone. If y'all want to get at it, get at it. But if you know I'm going to the doggone, I got to go to the Facebook and post my battle report. Reverend Bryant, if they start cussing, you need to get out of here, Reverend Bryant, just in case they start cussing. I'm finna open the floor up to them. If they start cussing, you might want to get them out of here because, you know, they be bad acting. Bobby, you got the floor. Your show, Bobby. If you let them cuss, they can cuss. If you tell them not to cuss, it's on you, Bobby. I'm over here with everybody else.
He old bootleg anyway. He know about the hell raising.
Hey, who got the Lamont? Who got the Lamont?
A crew called the Takeoff Crew, Black. A team called the Takeoff Crew. A man was just racing and gapped him, and then they got in the finals, Black, and they didn't even want to split the money. Tell me they're going for the whole pot and got gapped again.
Good.
No, I can get on.
Charlie
and
Wilson.
So what happened?
I couldn't get on in town and give a barrel pull, but I had a good jackass.
Go ahead.
Come on,
you
give me that barrel pull.
You do what you want now. You owe him now. Come on.
No. The motherfucker that keeps spinning Bubba Wallace out, keeping him from trying to win.
Oh, man. Oh, you okay. Saw that, too, Padio?
Every goddamn time he spin the goddamn man out.
Yeah, yeah, and bad luck. He got Bubba's luck.
It's going to be hard to get Josh Lowe. He behind a teepee during the rain, man.
Oh, come on, Fly.
Hello.
Josh Lowe.
Hello.
All right, Josh Lowe on the
phone. What's up?
I gotta go to the Facebook. Josh Lowe on the phone.
How you take a break from that dance and you were doing, Josh?
What dancing, Fly?
Josh, you took a break from all that dancing?
What dancing, Fly?
Listen,
they say behind the teepee doing the rain dance, man.
I ain't even talking about the rain.
Okay.
I ain't even talking about the rain. Man, listen. Fuck y'all.
Mm-hmm. Josh, no, they said,
listen, I wasn't even going to call on the show today on purpose, but I'm telling you like this right here, if it rain that out, you can automatically lock them races in with Tate Ray.
Damn.
Automatically.
Well, now, hold up. He said, what if they don't call Ralph and
they fuck y'all for
the
whole year.
He said he'll lock you in for Saturday. Hey, Josh, he said he'll lock you in for Saturday. That was the thing he just said to me. So y'all can talk to
him.
Man, that
man, if he look at the weather, it's supposed to start raining goddamn winds. It don't supposed to stop until Sunday.
No.
So
he
tapped.
Saturday looks perfect. Right now, Saturday looks perfect. Saturday looking perfect.
Well, shit. Make it how? Well, no, nah, you know huh. I got what's name on the day too.
Y'all get Tate said, I'm gonna show you who's scared. So somebody get Tate on the phone. Let him and Josh Lowe off. I'm on mute. I'm on mute.
Oh man.
Mike is open, Tate. Cam Mike is open. Y'all don't know when your mic be on, man.
Tell Tate this fuck him all 2023. Kyle City, Kyle, fuck y'all 2023.
Damn.
Game over,
damn,
fuck
Josh.
Y'all 2023.
Hey, Josh Lowe, you been drinking, man. You can't say that.
Damn, Josh.
Shit. Man, that race gonna happen. On my end.
Dang.
Hey, Doug. Now they say he's to
Alabama now. Hey, Doug. Oh, can you hear me,
Doug? I'm listening. Oh. You say, look like, you're right. Thursday, he looked like a washout. Friday is suspect. Saturday, you know what I'm saying, it might be clear. But you say you got some shit going on Saturday already, right?
Yeah, but I
tell you
shit.
What, how far you live? How far you live from here?
About two and a half hours.
Okay, no problem. Do you only race at shootout? I mean, at shows, events, anything like that? Because I come to that, I lock your ass.
Yeah, I don't fuck around on Tuesday night.
I come down there next Thursday, and the weather look real good. I clap your ears together, boy.
Oh man!
Nice. Yeah.
Call the man a boy.
Yeah.
We ain't gotta wait all the way to my race. I don't wanna wait that long. I'll lock your ass in for your local track.
We ain't got local track.
Hold up.
Man, Cinco de Mayo right there.
I will come to your local track. I said Thursday. Fuck Cinco de Mayo. I said Thursday. On a weekday, the track be on kill. I done been there before on Thursday. And
mm-hmm.
I know they're prepping
for us.
I'll come down next Thursday, boy, and give you this work.
Damn.
Now, we're going to find out. I'm going to come 10 and a half hours. All it's going to take you is two. I'm going to come 10 and a half hours next week.
Oh, man, that's an 8-hour difference.
Damn. Yeah,
I don't fuck around. What you think about
that, Bobby? What you
think about that, Bobby? Hey, dog, we ain't got to wait for no motherfucking event, dog. No, we ain't got to wait for no event. I'm
gonna come. Yeah, we do. Hey,
yeah.
I'll be in Cinco de Mayo.
Mayfield,
if you want to get your head down right though.
You said Mayfield. John, let me ask you a question. We already locked in on a Thursday night, right?
Uh-oh.
Right around.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's a race, though, bro.
It's the same testing tune.
Uh-huh.
That's still testing. That is still Alabama National Dragway testing tune every Thursday. It's the same. Ain't no difference.
Uh-oh.
Only thing is, Bobby Cole going to be there this weekend.
You're going to get this shit on the show. I'm not going
to
see this, you know. You're not going to get this, you know.
You mean to tell me they're going to prep the track different Thursday from when we locked in, they're going to prep it different.
Get up, Josh.
I ain't fucking with you. I'm not fucking with you next Thursday.
Okay.
I'm easy to get along with.
I heard what you said before I hit my mic open. So that means right now we gonna automatically push this lock to my race that Thursday. Correct? Automatically pushing it to that race that Thursday. Same time.
Cal City Cow on the same day, and you get yours in the same order.
See, you a ducking motherfucker.
Hey.
You worry about Cal City Cow might not even be on the
motherfucking planet. If I wasn't gonna be in Texas next Friday, I'd have fucked you up right then anyway. You already knew I was going to be down there. I just ain't want to goddamn call you out of your seat. You slow riding motherfucker.
You slow riding ducking motherfucker, you.
You slow riding ducking motherfucker. Man, that old ass shit, that old ass passenger you got, man. Get your ass down, man.
Man, that old ass goddamn car.
Your car got built with nigga got killed, motherfucker. That old ass shit.
Get
your ass down.
You was on here capping, nigga, talking about something. We can automatically push it. You said that,
nigga. I told you it automatically.
it automatically get moved to your race if that's what you want to do.
I ain't saying shit to you. I'm talking to you, boy.
Send Kyle City Kyle with you first and get it right there.
You scared of me, boy.
Still, Kyle City Kyle with you first and get it right there. I ain't going to argue with
you.
Call me what you want.
But you're making yourself look
but
like
go ahead and get that lock with Cal City Cal. Go ahead and get that lock with Cal City Cal. Go ahead and get that lock with Cal City Cal. Let's go get that lock. Me, you, and Cal City Cal. I ain't locked in.
Now you talking some other
race. Lock on my end.
You're a motherfucking fraud.
Lock on my end.
Fucking fraud.
I lock both y'all in on your race, same goddamn day. Same motherfucking day. Same day, nigga. Same day, nigga. As a matter of fact, Bobby Cole weak ass can get in the third after y'all.
No.
How about that?
Damn. Oh,
man. You're
my three races for your race, nigga. Cal City Cal, your lame ass, and Bobby Cole weak ass. That's what I thought, nigga. That's what I thought, nigga. Give me them three races right there for your race. Give me them three races for your race right there. Give me them three races for your race right
there. He's trying to get you himself.
Well, hold on. Hey, I don't even want to talk to him. Let me talk to Cal. Let me call the Cal to the Cal first.
Mm-hmm.
Cal on the phone. Ooh,
get Cal City. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to lock you in right now. So we ain't got nothing else to talk about until I talk to Cal City Cal first.
What up?
That Cal.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know
Cal City Cal, do you want to lock in? Do Cal City Cal want to lock
y'all
in?
Y'all go on mute, man.
Huh?
Somebody need to go on mute.
Lock in for what?
If it rain out, do you want to move that race same time to what's the name race? Tate race.
That's too far away. My buddy wanna race you too, so he willing to race you Thursday. So I ain't gonna be up here Thursday.
Who is your buddy?
Tate the Great.
Who is your buddy? Y'all already know I'm
gonna be
in goddamn Texas
next Thursday. I'm gonna be up here next Thursday.
I'm going to be in Texas for Cinco de Mayo, man.
Cinco de Mayo.
You ain't mixed.
I'm going to be down there.
I
got to go right back down to Texas. I got to go right back down to Texas right after that to the old red race down there in Texas again. And then the next race I go to.
We'll wait till it gets a little closer, Josh.
Hey, Josh, you'll be in Dallas. You going to Dallas
on Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. I got Hector
locked in down there.
Oh, you got Hector. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why everybody trying to jump on Josh Lowe?
I'm glad he said. Mm-hmm.
But they already knew I was going down there. Why he came over here, taking his boot shaking.
You knew I was going down there, man. You got that man on the phone, dog. Did nobody jump on that nigga? All we trying to do is renegotiate.
But you knew I was going
down
there. You got a point there.
Did he call?
Hold on, cause I wouldn't lock your ass in. You say I'm a weak motherfucker. But your man would lock me in. So ain't he a weak motherfucker too?
Hey, dog, did nobody have to jump on him? He can deal with me directly. He the one calling 4-5 motherfuckers' name. Deal with me.
Okay, it's okay when you do it, but it's a problem when I do it.
Damn, hey.
So it's okay when y'all
don't act like somebody jumping on you. Ain't nobody jump on you. You called all them goddamn names out. Ain't nobody else call them names out. I just said I would move all the races
to your race.
I'm going to move all them races to your race. I'm willing to do it. The way we got them set up, and I say, motherfuck game up. I say, fuck game up, because I really don't want to race midway. I really want to knock Bobby Cole hit. Man, fuck you. Bobby Cole, fuck tape. Bobby Cole, me and you go at tape race.
Nah.
If Bobby Cole locked me in, I locked your weak ass in, too. You and Bobby Cole locked me in. You and Bobby Cole locked me in.
I take you off the trailer and I take my pole right next. But who you want first? Who you want first?
I want you first.
Okay.
You gonna give me what you
lock.
You gonna give me what you said? You gonna give me? If we
now
run off the trailer.
Yes, sir.
Hey, goddamn!
And
I take.
Hold up, man. Let's get it together. I'm gonna lock both of them in. Fucking right. I got you hit. You got the back fucking tire with your same car hit. All steel, all glass car. Thursday night at 10 o'clock. And then June is gonna be hot than a motherfucker. It's gonna be hot than a bitch. You cool with 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We lock. My car and your car all steel,
no,
all glass.
No, I ain't saying lock. I ain't saying lock yet. But run the other rate down too.
Okay, and Bobby, well, hold up. Both of them going to be 105. Bobby Cole, head the fuck up with your car, same way. All still on.
No. I need a back tie.
Why the fuck do Bobby got to give you something? You said you're going to fuck the man up, man. Make your mind up, man. What the fuck? Bobby got to give you something for?
Man, I need it.
If Bobby got to give you a back tie, too, what the fuck you got to race me first for? Stupid ass nigga, what difference do it make?
Matter of fact, I got a better race than that. I don't like that race. I want to give race car Bond 1-1 after that.
Hey man, I'm just gonna talk to this pussy ass nigga, man.
Shut up. I want to give race car Bond 1-1 after that.
Y'all ain't listening to this clown, man. This clown, man. I'm done talking to him, man.
I want to give race car Bond 1-1. Hold on, I go head over Kimo.
He's not in your class, man. I'll speak for that. He's not in your
Kimo
class.
Is.
He's not racing you, period. He ain't racing
Kimo
you.
Is. I ain't in your class, you weak rhyme motherfucker. You just slow.
Hey, guess what? I know you ain't dumbass nigga. You the one asked for the race, not me, stupid ass nigga. I ain't drawing you, dumbass boy.
And because I feel like you sweet. You sweet.
Well, don't talk about it, yeah.
Oh, man.
You
sweet.
You draw.
Hey, man, we locked, man. We locked. Me and you locked, nigga. We locked. 10 at your race, I get the goddamn back tie. We locked.
Hey, dog, you got that? Same tip. Hit 105. He got the back tie. Oh, he got to be all still all glass. Hey, the Pro Tree 8 mile, no fucking ticket, motherfucker. For my race,
damn, fuck you
on that Thursday.
No ball, no pecker, no ticket.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
No
I
ball,
like
no pecker, no ticket.
I like that.
Let's do.
Dog, you got that
you slow ride, motherfucker. Now somebody get Kimo in here, cause he got no time to get his car ready. Get Kimo slow riding in.
Say, I ain't wrote that down, cause you know I ain't gonna be there. Cause you know, you don't make me say
okay,
wheelchair guy. Hey, wheelchair, you got that shit, wheelchair? We gonna get somebody confirming this shit, Josh, before you move on.
Oh, it's recorded. Yeah, man, they confirmed. Hey, you a man.
Josh, hold up, man. I don't want no bullshit, Josh. Let's hold down, bro. Damn, you moving so fast, man. Are you scared or something? I just don't want no bullshit. That's all I'm saying, Josh.
Yes, sir.
Unfriendly goal. I'm giving that man the back tire. He got to come all steel, all glam. No ticket. No peckers, both cars on 275 at 10 o'clock on Thursday at my race, Born the Groove. Is that a lock?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, we lock.
Uh-oh.
105.
That's
we
on
lock. I might make Thursday night, but
I got to get his sweet ass out the way on Thursday. What the fuck I'm going to look like dealing with him on Friday, man, when it's prime time? Fuck out
of here.
Come on, Taylor. Hey, everything seems sweet.
Man, what
if you want to pray in them goddamn rain guards, you've been fucked up deep.
I got other shit to deal. I got other motherfuckers to deal with.
Hey, I'm going to have to hit y'all. I'm going to have to hit y'all back. I got to go work. I hit y'all.
Okay, John. All right.
You're very disrespectful to Josh, Tate.
Man, fuck his duck.
Damn.
God damn.
It's rough on him.
Man, hey, disrespectful.
For real rough. Woo! Shit. I ain't know Tate could be so nice.
What is Ray?
Nice.
Ray said nice.
I got them Tate bad acting.
Yeah. Rough. I told him rough over here.
Hey, Willie dog.
If I know it.
Hey, dog.
Talk to me, Flop.
Did you hear that bullshit that man said?
Well,
I'm talking about Josh Lowe. And I ain't saying how close this man is or isn't, but that man said he wants to talk to Kimo.
Oh, man. The mother said to Kimo.
Everybody started laughing, man.
Mother said to Kimo.
Everybody's going to laugh, man.
I got that man jumping around playing hopscotch. It would have locked me in. Oh, I got to run Kyle. I got to run Vaughn. I got to run Kimo. I got to run. You dodging me, pussy-ass motherfucker. Only shit you done talked for the last 5 motherfucking weeks, nigga.
Hey, you know what happened?
Somebody put some WD-40 on that damn shingles that over there making all that noise. Somebody put some WD-40 on them shingles, man. All that making that damn noise.
When the man said, it's a problem when I do it, that pissed you the fuck off. That's your line. That's your shit, though.
I thought you were sick, Trigger.
I am. But I had to tell
you. You sound like shit. You sound like shit.
The man gonna try to throw my shit at me.
Boy, goddamn, you got that belt out on his ass, boy.
Spanked his ass. Spanked his ass. Like a fucking kid. He's a fucking kid, little ass boy.
Lord have mercy.
We'll teach that son of a
bitch a lesson. He got extra locked in.
That's why I wanted to come down there. I don't even want to fucking wait. Like, I don't even want to hear this nigga mouth all the way to fucking June. I'm gonna make a special trip next week. To fuck that boy.
Oh, man, not the special trip, Tay.
I'll make a special trip next week to fuck that boy.
Hey, who you trying to fuck up, Tate? Hey, y'all don't go down there to fuck him up on the first year. I mean, Dallas, Cinco de Mayo. You heard what he said?
I got a team of people I got to talk to. Ain't nobody finna do that shit at the last minute. Why the fuck do I gotta drive 18 motherfucking hours when he live in Alabama? It's 2 hours from him. Make it make sense. Ooh, ooh. The fuck I'm gonna drive all the way fucking 18 hours for? He live 2 hours away, and I live 10 and a half.
You're on the same premise, but
you're not, hey, Dre. I'm going to ask you again. Why the fuck do I got to take him 18 hours when he lives 2 hours away from the track? I know that, but I'm saying don't keep telling me what I should do.
Dre wants y'all to be in Texas so he can see it. Dre wants y'all to be in Texas.
Going on motherfucking Texas racing, nigga.
Come
on, Shorty.
I wouldn't live in Texas. I went to 2 races in Texas, and Ray live in Texas.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even there.
What the fuck?
Come on,
I drive 18 hours to go to Texas when the man lives 2 hours from Steve.
How many dogs?
You got a point that, Tate.
Be a damn
I went to man. 2 races in Texas, and Trey stayed next door, and he didn't go to Nair with him. Ray didn't go to Nair
with
him.
Man.
I can't leave
off the porch.
Hey, so, motherfucker, we wasn't racing. I ain't coming out there to watch no motherfucker shit.
Oh,
shit,
man.
Well, why are you telling Tate to go to
Who is we?
Yeah.
Who is we?
He won't even, hey, Dre won't even drive an hour to the track, but he want me to drive 18 hours.
Come on, come on. Come on, Tate.
Way over there, fuck his ass, what?
Oh, Lord. way over there to get his ass up. Stay in there.
Who that play that Hollywood music, man?
Yeah, dog, what kind of show you running over here, dog?
Ask whoever you sleep with every night. You know I play Belzer now. You know I play the Belzer.
Sometimes 13.
Oh God damn.
And you know we ain't going too long tonight because I gotta go watch the boy and take care of them gay guys in Memphis tonight.
You got plenty of time. You got plenty of time. Don't worry about it.
Explain to me why the man start throwing all them other cars out there when he's talking all this
say right now, I apologize. I'm on mute, man. I don't apologize. He done knocked me all the way down. I'm on here. Confidence. I'm on mute. I apologize.
I appreciate it, dog. It's all good. I just like a motherfucker like that, I'm going to make him stand on that shit he's saying, or he's going to get the fuck out of my way. He's going to holler Red Rock. I'm going to beat the fuck out of
him. Oh, man, not the Red Rock.
Well, hold on. So the way you was talking, Tate, you and Body Cole, teammates, man?
No, we ain't teammates, but I was going to jack some money off, because I know, you know what I'm saying? I would have jacked some money off just about, like, Bobby. You see, Bobby ain't locked nobody in with his car. I was going to fuck some money off just because, you know what I'm saying, he keep hollering Bobby's name. Cal said he don't know if he going to show up, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to take a gamble that Bobby was going to have his car together and be ready. And I think I'm going
to
lose. I got to keep it real, Tate.
At first, I thought Josh Lowe was ready to go. Tonight, make me think Josh Lowe done got scared to death. But in the same breath, Body Cole scared to death, too. He's scared to death, too.
They dog. Let me tell you something about a gambler. Let me explain something to you. If I locked a man in my car with 105, and then that dumb motherfucker made it even better for me. He said he want to run me first. I got him locked in 105 with my car.
You can win that race and play the car.
I'm
going to
take a gamble. Yeah, I'm going to take a gamble with Bobby Carr. If I got to pay the $1,000 punk out, I already
you
fucked still the man up with my
you still
car.
Ahead.
I'm ahead.
Yeah.
With his stupid ass.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I wanted to say something, but Flop told me don't send that. Flop, grab my arm. Bobby wasn't going to lose a fucking dime.
Hey, no, Bobby wasn't going to lose a dime.
Now, Tate, that's one thing. Only one problem in there. That big ass word if. That's if you whoop his ass.
Man, listen.
Because it's always a possibility you can get your ass whooped.
Hey, dog, they don't make a difference, though. All the shit he been talking, this shit even took that long to relock it in. That's all I'm saying.
Anybody besides me, Josh Lowe didn't have no confidence today. He had no kind of smoke in his voice.
He never had none. Y'all gave him confidence. Hey, dog.
He been doing the rain dance the last 4 days.
You motherfucking right. Yeah. The man ain't never had no fucking confidence. He didn't get on his goddamn show. And that's been giving him.
Josh Lowe, this show been pumping that stupid ass boy up.
This show been giving that man way more motherfucking heart than he ever had.
I apologize, Tate. He let me down tonight. I apologize. How many days he been on this? What you gonna apologize for, dog?
He told you, fuck him, it's gonna rain. If he looked at the weather, when you said, it looks good for Saturday, he had to go to work.
He said, I can't do that, I gotta work Saturday. I told him, get that down Saturday. Fuck. Hey, dog, what the weather look like Saturday? He said, I ain't gonna be able to do nothing Saturday. I gotta get my hair done.
You got a job.
Hey, man, that man said he got to get his hair done and his toes and shit, pedicure.
Just tell y'all how I apologize. Man, I'll go that man home track
next week, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, and beat the fuck out of him. 2 hours away from his house.
Damn.
He better not be no stay there and wait on his ass to go somewhere. He ain't got to be no show, dog.
We're going to be the show.
Hey, Tate,
Josh and Tim are first cousins. I ain't gonna tell y'all.
Oh man.
So,
what
you live on?
I said, ain't no way in hell Josh Lowe in here and you talking about him like that. Is he in here?
Man, that man ran over four garbage cans, Lee. That man that ran over four garbage cans back in the night.
He don't know. Hey, Vaughn, the thing is, man, the man don't know he's fucking with a goon, man. Listen, that shit he talking about, oh, well, I'll do this, that. I'm going to push it to June. Nigga, we ain't got to wait to June. We can do it Saturday, motherfucker.
Hey, man, he trying to push the lockout.
It's a chance of rain, though, Jughead, so that's cool. But ain't no chance of rain on Saturday, motherfucker. Then he said, oh, he got to go get his hair done on Saturday or some old shit he said he got to do on Saturday.
Get his hair done.
Well, take.
Yeah, the fingernails.
Let me talk to Tate.
I got to ask Tate a question. Hey, Tate.
Yeah.
Since you're the smartest man on here, now, it's showing a possibility of rain. If you gonna bring me a woman, can I still screw her if it's raining? So is he still gonna make me my woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going on mute, man. Josh, I need that woman.
Yeah, he both need that woman, dog. He ain't gonna do none of that. Hey, Josh ain't gonna do none of that shit. All that shit he been saying he gonna do for the last month or two, when I don't be on the phone and y'all gotta come find me when I'm out trying to goddamn eat dinner and do the shit I do in the evening. Man, this man is full of shit, man.
Hey, dog, I want to let everybody know about the race. I mean, right now we got some iffy weather. Mother Nature's in town, so there's nothing we can do about Mother Nature, but I guess I'm going to have to start watching the weather pretty much so closely because people say it's moving back and forth. But I will be back on here Wednesday, late Wednesday, and make a decision about the weather.
All y'all text me. Hold up. I need Bobby to do it again. All y'all that was texting me, y'all heard what Bobby just said. Bobby, go over that one more time so they can hear. Because I already got about 8 texts on that. I didn't send that. Go over it again right quick, Bobby. Excuse me, Tate.
We got Mother Nature that came in. Mother Nature's rain has set in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and some parts of Sunday. And there's nothing, no man, human being, man can do about the weather. So I'm going to have to sit and wait and watch the weather. I'm going to wait till late Wednesday or Thursday morning and make a decision on the race. Hopefully that it will move around where we can at least get Friday and Saturday in. But as of right now, Wednesday and Thursday got the most rain, so you would not look for Thursday. But Thursday was just a testing tune for everybody that was going to be coming from afar. So I'll make a decision and try to let you all know as soon as possible. But if you got the room for Thursday that was coming on Thursday, y'all need to move them back to Friday. If you still got it.
Basically, in layman's terms, he's basically saying Thursday is a slim chance. So cancel Thursday out just in case, but Friday and Saturday, it might be a go. That's what he's basically saying, guys.
Right. I mean, I would hate to cancel Wednesday morning shit and wake up Thursday morning, damn, all the rain gone. So everybody be looking at me crazy, oh, shouldn't have canceled, shouldn't have did this, shouldn't have did that. I do have to look at the people that's going to be traveling from afar. I mean, they do want to make a decision to be moving out ahead of time. But like I said, I'm going to watch the weather more. I hate looking at it because it just tanks me because I'm looking at it. So, and y'all know I'm up against April shower, May flowers, and I've been catching hell every time. So
mm-hmm.
I try to make the right decision.
Well, maybe your superstition ass ought to move your race to another month or something since it be so big all the time.
Oh, man.
Just move it.
Hey, dog, I got a question.
Yeah.
Do anybody know who Josh Lowe got locked in on Saturday this weekend? Anybody know?
Tate, I'm going to say it again. I'm on mute, man. He didn't knock your ass out of me.
No, listen. I ain't trying to put you in no mess.
I know. You said anybody. Anybody know who Josh Lowe and Lock is? Hey, wheelchair. Was Josh Lowe locked in with anybody on Saturday?
I
heard he say he was supposed to run somebody.
He said he got to run. There you go, dog. That's all I want to know. I want to see who he say he got to run, because they might not even come. But I know he only lives 2 hours away.
Mother Nature.
He got
Mother Nature locked in.
He got Miss Graham. Miss Graham locked in.
Miss Graham.
They got to work on. Tate said he'll take anybody's place.
That's what he basically said.
Hey, dog. Man, you think Miss Graham from the conference? What you just heard? Over there to run that man. If Bobby Cole don't cancel this race. Yeah. If the Lord bless us, if the racing gods bless us to get Friday and Saturday good weather, most likely Miss Graham ain't coming from Texas. But that goddamn great one, I'm taking that 10-hour ride, and I'm going to go down on Josh Lowe ass. He ain't going to have nowhere to run and nowhere to hide come Saturday.
Oh, man.
God, I'm out of here. What you going to do to him, Tate?
Pin
his ears together and make his ass clap.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Job,
Good knee.
Good knee.
And make
his
ass cheeks clap. He always talking about strippers. He going to be on the pole making his ass clap. I'm going to do this ass.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Tate.
I would like to say this, dog. I mean, a lot of people, we got a lot of different weather stations out there, weather channels. Everybody looking at a lot of different weather channels, and they all saying a whole lot of different things. That's like Friday. They said that it was 50%. I mean, the average person look at it, man, it's 50%. 50% not looking at the percentage of rain and when it's going to rain. It was 50% at 4 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was clear all day Friday. I mean, I got to look at stuff like that and make a decision on what I got to do because I don't want to get nobody jammed up. A lot of people got a lot of money locked in on these races, and this shit's serious business because they got to do a lot of traveling. So I got to make the right decision when I do this shit. So
Basically, what he's telling y'all is a lot of people, you can see a 70% chance of rain, but it might just be raining for 10 minutes. You got to look at the hour-by-hour thing and see.
Right,
plus, you got to look at how much it is. You know, it don't mean just because it's saying 70% is going to rain all day. It could rain 5 minutes and see, and that'll be it.
It can be 0.02 inches of rain. You know what I'm saying?
Right. This past weekend at January, it showed at first it supposed to be gone at 3 o'clock. It rained 4 different times. And it stopped at about 4 o'clock, and we raised like a big dog. And we raised like a big dog. So, you know,
it was up to 90%.
90% the whole while. 80-90% the whole while.
Hello. Did y'all race all night, dog?
We got any race that wanted to race, we got an intake.
See what I'm saying? See, if a motherfucker want to go to the race,
they want to.
They still gonna show the fuck up. I ain't trying to hear that shit. It's more of a gamble. Hey, dog. It's more of a gamble for me and my crew to drive 10.5 hours than it is for him to drive 2 hours.
I agree. If I live in Alabama, I wouldn't even be on there pump faking. Tonight, he done let the air out of me. I done got the air let out of me. Because I really, he came on the show tonight. He really let the air out of me tonight. Now. He let the air out of me. I'm going to be honest with you now. And I was stepping on his wee-wee. I had my whole lips on it.
Oh, man. Not with money.
So what he was doing, he was psyching himself up. He's psyching himself up. Calling out all these names.
He's psyching me up too, Bobby.
He been doing that shit for the last 2 months. If D don't call, Lowrider called me every fucking Monday or Tuesday. Said, man, I got to call you, bro. You know, Josh, go on here again. He couldn't get on his
head. I didn't want to do it. Say, I was trying to stay kind of half neutral, but I didn't want to do it. But he had me psyched up too, man. Oh man,
I will expose these motherfucking talk show blog talk hyping up Facebook hyping up motherfuckers when it's time to go. There's a lot of these motherfuckers getting out of the way. The only motherfucker.
He's been doing that shit longer than 2 months. It's been 2 years, goddammit. It's been 2 years he's been doing that same shit.
And we steady
come
for
on.
Come
on.
For the hype.
Come on, Vaughn.
Come on.
And they all, hey, Vaughn, and they all down south testing like a motherfucker. I'm still at the shop. They testing like a motherfucker.
Oh, man.
They ain't getting at the shop yet.
Oh. Not the advantage.
That's what you call it, kid. They got the advantage.
Somebody tell me they're lying. Somebody tell me they're lying. Somebody tell me they're lying.
No.
Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe. Talk to me.
I hate to break it to you.
They ain't lying, Joe. They ain't lying, Joe.
He did the same thing with Crazy Horse.
Well, he ain't did it yet. He
done the same thing with Crazy. He talked all this shit, and when we got to the track, talking about, nah, we ain't going to do nothing.
Oh. Somebody help me, man. I need me a black hero. I need a black hero. Kid, I need
not
me a black
Josh
hero.
Not to Josh Michael Jackson Lowe. Not to Josh Michael Jackson Lowe.
I think I'm going to go with the little girl, Jerry Adam with the junior dragster. I'm going to let her be my half black hero.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to like that. You know this slick shit he be saying. He
a liar.
Can't talk to Tim House like that, man. You can't talk to Tim House like that, man.
He's
Tim House gonna ride the white horse.
Right.
Tim House gonna ride the white horse, right?
All I
want
to know.
What you want to know,
Tim? Hey, dog, all I wanted to know was James Black guilty or was he innocent? That's all I was trying to find out.
That's a big nut.
Tim House.
I see what dog was talking about locking the meeting. He ran out.
I'm gonna go cross the fat part of James Black's ass, and I'm gonna see what you're gonna say to him.
How come he ain't locked in, Tim? How come he ain't locked out?
Well, let me put it this way, dog. You know it's a two way street. If you go to James Black behind, you know you gotta deal with Bud.
If you want to ride,
I gotta deal with who? Who I got about?
No, you didn't want to see what I do. When I talk, they want to shut me up. I said it's a two part. It's a two part story. If you go to James Black behind, you know you got to deal with Bub. Bub is a tree.
Hold up. Let me ask him 10 miles, dog. I ain't got to worry about Bub. All I got to do is buy him a 20-cent rock and let him get out. You didn't know I know Bub told me he used to be a crackhead. You know they don't know. Oh. You know how them crackheads say they can quit anytime they want.
You better watch Bub on this phone now.
I'm nervous.
Watch them house.
I'm
you sure it's got a lot of sausage in your
nervous.
Mouth.
They
I'm
on
nervous.
The other side of the Mason-Dixon line, Mr. Flop. These boys on the other side of the Mason-Dixon. That's what I'm trying
man.
To tell you.
Ain't,
listen, man.
Ain't nobody paying attention but take. Ain't nobody paying but take.
Next thing I know, you over there with Wheelchair. Next thing you over there with Dog. Next thing you over there with Bobby Cole. Next thing you over there with Pie Joe. Next thing you know, you over to Ricky Stambo. You over here. Every time I look around, you somewhere.
You can't be over there with nobody because there ain't no room for your fat ass to be nowhere.
Hey, dog, let me show you what I'm saying. I'm going to let you go. He's over there with Ricky Stamble. He over there with Wheelchair. He over there with doggone this person, that person. He over here with this.
Who you talking about?
What team is he on, dog? It's cool when he do it. It's a problem when I do it.
Fuck him.
He mad because a few people like me and don't nobody like him.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, come on, dog.
You ain't going to
shit.
Hey, Willie, dog, what you need to do is how much is 9 plus 10?
21.
You ain't got but one friend, and that's your brother.
Damn.
Uh-oh, they ain't got a Kimo with it. Kimo ain't back here.
Hey, dog. I told him the Bears was on the phone.
You stupid.
They're not.
What's 9 plus 10?
21.
You stupid.
That's it. Kimo told me he's taking care of college business at 8:30 at night. Well, everybody went home and going to their family. Ain't nobody recruit nobody no 8:30 at night. He know Josh
going nowhere
was on
but
here.
To the refrigerator.
That's it. Josh Lowe was on this phone.
Hey, how
kids
know about the white horse,
out.
Kid? How kids know about the white horse?
Oh, man. Just too young for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
God damn.
You can't say that Tim out and that doggone lowrider. He want lowrider and Tim out, but he got Josh Lowe there calling him by name. Where Kimo at? Oh, Tim out. I'm taking care of college business at 8:30 at night. Everybody went home, man. Here you go, right here. Let me see what he's coming on.
You should be taking care of your car tonight, trying to finish that motor job.
Oh no. I thought he'd been had his motor since December.
No, he had his motor since December.
Hey, dog.
I'm doing the best. I got injured on the job, dog.
The motor horse beat him up the other day. The motor horse beat him up the other day.
Damn. I pulled the hoist close to me to hook it on, and the darn leg came down and knocked me upside the head and knocked my head set off, and I said, enough is enough. I'm going home. I got a splitting headache. I'm going home.
You're going to have a splitting ass if you get that car together.
he's too busy cutting grass in December.
I mean, they ain't got no damn grass up there, nowhere to cut. You can get a push lawnmower and cut the whole lawn in 2 minutes.
Let me be honest with you, Willie Dawg. I took off today from work. I was cutting grass. It was snowing on me. I was cutting grass. It was snowing on me today.
That's what he said a couple weeks ago now. He said he was cutting grass in the wintertime. That's what he told me.
It was 70, 80 degrees one day. Now it's snowing today. It was snowing. You can ask Street King and all anybody from Michigan up here. It was snowing like crazy.
Damn, y'all ain't living right up there then.
Somebody ain't going to do with that. You right, Block. You got a point there, Block. Somebody ain't living right.
Man, dog, come on, man. Josh Lowe called. That's what I told you the last time. Josh Lowe called my name.
I got my barber that said, ain't no snow. I got my barber that said, ain't no snow.
No, it was snowing. I didn't say it ain't no snow.
But Tim House been doing a lot of lying lately.
Oh, Lord.
It cost him $1,000 out of here.
Everything from he got a black wing to he working on the car.
I'm about ready to break these guys up from this. I'm going to wait.
Hey, Flop.
Yo.
He told Chuck that he be fooling with his lawnmowers in the wintertime.
Man,
I do. I be getting the leaves up. I gotta chew them leaves up, man.
You don't need no lawnmower for that with your big hungry butt.
Come on, kid. I need you sometime. At least sometime, kid. I need you.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Reaching out for help.
Man, I didn't want to finish that call.
Hey, I didn't want to say this because I didn't want to embarrass you, Tim, but I just got a text from there. You know the little girl that won the junior dragster thing down there in Darling this weekend. She just texted me and want to know what kind of car you got. Because she said she was trying with a junior dragster.
I ain't looking for no trouble, dog.
Damn.
She
said she was trying with a junior dragster.
I did change my mind, dog. I'm looking for Dre. I'm looking for Dre. Texas Dre.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking for him. I'm looking for who looking for me.
Not the grub.
I think you finally found somebody you might can whoop now, Kim. You might have found somebody you can whoop. Uh-oh. Hold on a minute. Somebody just hit
the I forgot one more thing, dog. What you want? What you like? You like LeBron James? How much you want to like him for?
Well, Tim, you know you appreciate. You don't pull the field and tell me like this.
I like him. Hold on.
I'm finna tell you. I like him for $100 for the series.
No. Not in this lifetime. No.
Tim, don't you know I know how they play this thing? Win one, lose one. They trying to make money, man. They might not win tonight because they won the other night. Hold on. Let me see that, Chuck. Hey, Chuck. It's on Chuck.
I'm gone, dog.
On your
I
got
to take care of what the... Hey, dog.
Chuck, whoever
hey.
Your line, you got two lines on, Chuck.
Dog.
You got two lines on, Chuck.
Dog. I got to feed the dog,
yeah.
Dog. I got to go. I got to go feed the dog.
Kim House,
hey.
Come on back,
yeah,
Kim House.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I'm looking for bet red, and I will let my bet reflect my confidence.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. You better be glad Kim House left.
That motherfucking dick ride ain't left nowhere.
Oh, man, that's a dick ride.
He always swinging on somebody else's shit when he got his own shit.
Definitely one of them.
I thought rider trucks had their own riders.
First of all, I can't fight with Chuck. I can't fight with Dawg. I can't fight with Wheelchair. I can't fight with all these people. Come on, kid.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give me a break. I don't know who hit me. I'm throwing punches everywhere. I don't know what to do.
Hey.
I don't know what to
Tim
do.
House. Man. Tim House.
Yes, sir.
Tim House.
Yes, sir.
That boy hit hard.
Sir.
That boy hit hard. That boy hit hard.
I don't know who hitting. Kid, Wheelchair talking crazy. Flop talking crazy. Dawg talking crazy. This other guy come on here. That Chuck guy talking crazy. I don't know who he is. I don't know who this is. I'm going on me, dog. I'm gone.
Damn, that boy hit hard.
That boy hit hard.
Damn,
Hold up. I was just trying to find out who it was. I ain't gonna tell y'all who it was. But anyway, man, y'all heard it. Body Cold gonna put out the word Wednesday. We have a Wednesday show, the word out on. And it's going to do Thursday morning, but you know. So he'll let y'all know something, and we'll be updating an update. Anybody got anything before we get out of here tonight? We can go get out of here tonight. I'm going to give me some rest because I'm tired from this weekend anyway. Jamie worked me to death over there. I got to run the staging lane.
Yeah,
I got to run the shootout.
Dog. I saw somebody put up a post about they're on the pay to $8.95 an hour. And you said you hope about Bobby Cole paying out a lot more. Yeah, $8.95 an hour.
They're going to make more money if they get
he ain't getting no cost of living raise.
Yeah, ain't lying, man.
Oh, man.
Hold up. Before I go, let me play my song. Let me find my song. I got to find my song.
Hey, Billy Dog, don't play none of that old-ass shit, man. Don't play none of that old-ass goddamn shit. I'm telling you, man. Don't play no goddamn old-ass shit.
All right, Bobby. Bobby got me. I was damn sure finna play it, boy. Bobby, y'all better talk about something.
You can play some Tennessee whiskey or something. You ain't played that in the goddamn Tennessee whiskey. You ain't, man.
I ain't thinking about damn Tennessee whiskey. What about this?
Bobby Cole presents Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, April 27th through 29th. What can happen will happen in Steele, Alabama. Come see some of the fastest street cars in the world. On Thursday, gate open at 12 noon. Open testing, $250 a car. Track go hot at 5. On Friday, gates open at 11 a.m. Admission, $25. And then on Saturday, gates open at 10 a.m. And it's all-day grudge racing. Alabama Madness at the Alabama International Dragway, Steele Station Road in Steele, Alabama. The track is going to be hot all weekend, April 27th through 29th. Big payouts in several categories, including all steel, all glass shootout, $5,000 on top of the pot, 8-car minimum, 250 entry, the diaper game, $3,000 pot, 8-car minimum, free entry, the big one, the 5-inch below shootout, $10,000 on top of the pot, 8-car minimum, 1,000 entry, and a $1,000 bikini contest. Call Bobby Cole, 901-299-9504.
They call me Cat Daddy, but old fool should be my name. They call me Cat Daddy, old fool should be my name. You see, I left a real good one for this little young sexy thing.
Cat Daddy,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, them goddamn young guys don't know nothing. They ain't know shit about that, man. Don't do that no more.
Cat Daddy, the man said it took him a whole week to make that money and didn't take him but 20 minutes to get rid of it, man. That's Cat Daddy.
Lord, how much?
Sound like Chuck. It's the same thing. Chuck wasn't bothering you. I'm going on mute.
Why the fuck does that sound like me? It's the same damn thing.
Take you 20 minutes to get one and take you 20 years to get rid of.
Yeah, like a motherfucking virus named Tim House.
Oh, man.
Why you always on Tim House, Chuck? You on him again?
I ain't on him, but he keeps saying my motherfucking name, and he's riding somebody else's damn car.
Oh, man, not to Johnsonville.
Okay, here you go, here you go. Oh, fool, but Cat Daddy is cool.
They call me Cat Daddy. Oh, fool is a better name. You see, I spend all of my money on this young girl they call Miss Fame. Girl, look at it. Out there on the dance floor with that young girl. But girl, I mean, look, they got a groove going. I like that girl. The Cat Daddy slide. Come on, girl. Let's go join them. Huh. Cat Daddy,
Cat Daddy,
old fool is a better name.
Old fool, but Cat Daddy is cool.
They call me Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy,
old fool is a better name.
Old fool, but Cat Daddy is cool.
You see, I left a real good one for this little young sexy thing. Listen at this, when we're together, listen. It's tit for tit, tat for tat. I like what I'm getting, y'all, and I ain't going back. Just like an old bee, y'all, I found some honey. She make me feel good. I don't mind spending my money. Cat Daddy, old fool.
Hey, lady.
Yeah.
I got a question.
What's that?
Hey, ladies.
Yeah.
Said I got a question.
What's that?
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
Who got the power?
I got it.
Who got the power?
I got the power.
Who got the power? I want to know. Tell me who got the power.
The coochie.
Hear me. The coochie make a man leave his home. Coochie make the same man come back home. The coochie make a man leave his wife. Coochie make the same man lose his life. Oh,
good coochie. Talk to me, Tim. Don't be ashamed, Tim. Come on, tell me, Tim. Don't be ashamed, Tim.
Don't make the preacher keep reminiscing, dog. Now, you know that's a sin to be reminiscing and lusting. That's a sin
to be reminiscing and lusting buddy,
about what he used to be, and he done been, and he ain't forgot about it. You less lusting, and that's a sin, reminiscing, and he remember all that. You ain't supposed to be. That's the reminiscent preacher. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, Lord, Tim. The man said you don't hold him. You're feeling in your mind.
Hey, dog, I want to send a shout-out.
I got to call it, dog. I ain't been, Bobby Cole, I'm following your lead and watching you. Boy. Come on, Bobby. Yeah. Show me the way.
I can only lead you to the pond. It's up to you to drink, baby. I can't do that.
Bobby, you want to send a shout out to who, Bobby?
I want to send out a shout out to that GPS crew up there, old Fat Greg, Daughtry, Andrew, Scotty, and Michael, and them, and the boys. I just want to send that shout out to them for getting that friendly ghost ready and that Memphis gangster ready and the whole 9 yards of the goddamn
hold on, hold
Fat
on.
Green.
The Memphis gangster ready? The Memphis gangster ready?
Yeah, ready. What you mean?
Oh, shit.
I ain't got no list. You got to show up and show out. Fine, you get out now. You find out.
Hey, let me play some real black music for Jughead. This Jughead, he black.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return the sender.
That's for you, Jughead. That's for Jughead. That's the black folk music for Jughead.
B.B. King, wasn't it?
Not again, kid. Come on, kid.
B.B.
King.
No,
B.B. King. Hang that man up, dog, for insulting B.B. King like that.
Come on, man.
That boy.
Kid, that point.
I don't know.
Hang that dog. Hang that man. Put that. Dog, meet that man.
You ready? You got to listen. You gotta listen to me.
Two hands up, keep them up. Good knees.
All right, Bobby, get us out of here, Bobby. Bobby, get us out of here before we start acting stupid.
Hey, dog, I love it when the plan come together, man. B, stay tuned tomorrow, same time, same place.
Mm-hmm.
All right, appreciate y'all.